How we doing, everybody?
Good.
Pauly Walnuts. Welcome back. Of course, for those of you that do not subscribe to this, welcome back a week later. You cheap fuck. Look at this. Such a deal. Yeah. Why not subscribe, right? You enjoy the programming here on public broadcasting. Didn't you enjoy the Civil War? No, it's great. We love it. We love what we do here. You love watching it. Come on. Don't try to fool me. I know what else you love. Dave Landau.
Hello.
There he is.
If you call now, get a tote bag. You won't get a tote bag.
Right. You probably won't get a tote bag. You won't get a DVD. You won't get anything.
You get this.
Yeah. You get the joy of the entertainment on this fun day afternoon.
I pay for this full price.
Yes.
You know why? It's not a lot of money, is it?
It's so inexpensive. And there it is. That's what they call the commercial portion of the program. There it is. Laughternoons with Aunt Dave. Yeah.
And that lady.
And, of course, my best is that it's fun day. It's not Monday. Monday's depressing, right, people? Could you imagine somebody just tuning in, like, for the first time on the free broadcast? And they're like, ew, this sucks. Fun day. Dude, Anthony does fun day laughternoons now.
Did you see it?
Oh, what the hell happened?
I just saw the cartoon, but there's a mohawked guy with downs right there.
Like, they used to do outrageous stuff. Dude, I swear, he was saying fun day laughternoons.
I shut it right off. I gave it no
shit. Yeah, I turned it off. I didn't want to fucking deal with my childhood memories of those funny guys. Anyway, welcome back to all of you. Regardless if you pay or you're cheap fucks, welcome back. How was your weekend of jocularity around the country?
Well, it was pretty jocularious.
Well, yeah, jocularious. Yes. Dude, they're saying these fucking words. And take it.
I was at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
Right, Hasbrook Heights,
which was
Jersey.
Fucking awesome, dude. We had so many fans come out.
That's great.
And, yeah, it was really cool. And then a friend of mine passed, unfortunately. So
oh, no.
Rest in peace, my friend. Hopefully the
weekend. Now, you're at an age where you shouldn't have friends really doing that.
Yet so many have.
And I could only guess it's because of the thing that's claiming a lot of people falling asleep while listening to a Westwood One podcast.
That's correct. He veered out of...
Leave it alone.
He veered into oncoming traffic.
Oh, it's a shame.
And, he crashed into a restaurant where somebody was recording.
It's the drugs, people. You got to get off the drugs, son.
You do. It really. I don't know for sure what it is, but let me take a shot in the dark here.
Yeah.
Fentanyl laced heroin.
Oh God.
So really, if you're out there doing cocaine and heroin, there's probably fentanyl in it, and you're probably gonna die.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
How did we reach a point where heroin isn't enough? like heroin isn't enough anymore. It's like, yeah, you got to put some fentanyl in there, mix it up a little coke, make a small ball, and then.
I don't get what it is. I mean, I know they cut it with it to get you a little higher.
So you come back for more, or you never come back.
Or you never come back.
It really is an all-or-nothing kind of deal they're giving you out there.
And another comic, I guess some comic also died this week. I didn't know him personally, but my friend was from Detroit, so I just want to clarify if anybody thinks I'm talking about something else.
No, the other comic that died is a real piece of shit. I hate to say it. Look,
Jesus,
I didn't know him personally. The other thing, he didn't know me personally.
Yeah, apparently, but he thought he did.
But he had a lot of opinions on me, Rogan, Legion of Skanks, you.
Yeah,
you know, all of us. You know, he's preaching his morality and ethics, and saying that, you know, the Joe Rogan type crowd that What did he say? That
isn't racist and promotes
says that
white
thing.
Male masculinity,
hate speech, and poisons themselves with Monster energy drinks.
Yes,
and it's like, really?
Yeah.
Maybe you should have stuck to Monster energy drinks and fucking heroin. Jesus.
Well, the reality is it's like you don't want anybody to die, and we even talked about that. No. But there is this thing where people so desperately want to be liked, they find this common ground in this alt comedy community to attack somebody else on, like, it's just about them getting liked.
Right.
Like, it's transparent bullshit. And obviously, you're so insecure and broken, you're doing heroin.
Heroin. Like, you have an issue with yourself.
Exactly. So many of these people need to look at themselves and stop blaming fucking everybody else and the words we say and the jokes we make to try in the guise of a comedy career. Sorry, but it's true. Like, I see this all the time.
If you poison yourself on a daily basis, you probably don't like yourself very much.
No.
I would think.
It's why, trust me, if I still could, I would.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I hate me.
So, Bon Voyage, funny man. There he goes. I don't know what else to say. I don't, like we were saying, I don't wish that on anybody. But if I had to make a list,
I mean,
of all the people I wouldn't wish it on, he'd be at the top.
Yeah.
See, with the bottom being people I would never, ever wish it on.
Yeah.
And then the top being people I would just never wish it on.
Yeah.
See,
you would never. Yeah. You still would never
still
wish
would never.
It on them.
But. What are you gonna do?
Shit happens.
The fuck are you gonna do?
So yeah, people are. It's sad, you know. But it's like people need to start looking at themselves and stop blaming the fucking world. And I think that's the problem.
Are you saying that you should be looking at the man in the mirror?
I am. You should be maybe expecting him to change his ways.
Right. That ain't gonna happen.
Or you can set up a fucking Ferris wheel.
Or you can make an amusement park in your yard
and
have sex with little boys.
Yeah, feed the demon as much as possible. And by feed the demon, I mean fuck children on a teacup
ride. Yeah.
Free Monday.
We were just talking about that with Kevin Brennan.
About
how, how many priests have just been fucking caught fucking kids.
It's all of them, right?
It's like all of them.
There's like three of them that are like, is this...
They have to be... That's exactly what we were saying. Like if you get a priest in your rectory that isn't fucking kids, it's got to be like, ah, this fucking guy comes in. I have friends that want to be priests and fuck kids, and this guy's taking up their spot.
Yeah, he just waltzes in like he owns the place.
Taking up their good kid fucking spot.
Do you think they just attack him and bully him? Like, hey, look, it's this guy who doesn't fuck kids.
I think they walk around the rectory, like, shaking while he's actually reading the Bible.
Yeah.
It's like, the guy believes this God stuff.
Yeah, can you
he's
believe?
He's not in this to fuck kids.
I don't understand.
Right?
He knows this is a cult to fuck kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, he believes in invisible people. I'll tell you what I believe in, a tactile, tight asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's a reason there's no altar girls.
My belief system.
Yes.
Yeah.
All I want is a nice, tight young boy whose parents will drop him off at 8 and let me keep him till 1:30.
Right.
Just a ball draining several hours.
All the trust in the world.
I just write this bullshit down about how people should live.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Worst part of my day is standing there on Sunday yapping to these parents.
It's the worst.
Just to get their trust. You know, I fuck their kids and they shake my hand at the door at the end of the sermon.
I actually take.
They thank me. Thank you, Father. I'm like, you're welcome. You're welcome for your kid.
It's funny, like, I have them drink the wine right out of the chalice.
Right.
The same way I make their kid drink the wine right out of the chalice.
Right out of the chalice.
It's amazing.
And they don't even care.
The difference is the parents don't limp back to their seats like their children.
Right.
It's great.
Right. You could tell, like, if it's a, let's say it's a karate instructor molesting your kid.
For example.
Perhaps when the police are bringing him through the airport, the father will spin around and blow his head off live on television. Or if you wear this little collar, they thank you and shake your hand and go, oh, Father, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
See the difference that the uniform makes? No one wants to blow your brains out.
They think I'm a messenger for the Lord.
Right.
But I just fuck their kids, right?
But I'm just fucking their kids. From the day I put this on. I just did it to fuck children.
Yep. I was sitting in the park one day looking at my handful of melted candy.
Right.
And I thought, there's got to be a better way, you know?
I was sitting in the park, too, yes. As a matter of fact, just looking at the ladies walk by, yeah. Totally in disgust.
Yeah. Oh, it's
without
awful.
Any interest in ever... seeing their genitalia.
Occasionally a MILF with a kid on a leash would give me a hard on.
Right, sure. Right. And that's when I knew I had to become a priest. That's what's happening in the Catholic Church, ladies.
Dude, I don't understand. Even when I make jokes during shows and people will groan, and you've been there for the... It's you can't groan. Like, the church should be shut down at this point. It is no longer about God. Like, it is it's a club for pedophiles.
It's pedophiles and the organization set up to cover for the pedophiles.
Yeah.
And they're not doing that good a job. Or it actually shows how widespread it is that they can't plug all the leaks.
Yeah.
But if this was...
Literally and
Amazon... Yeah. If that was Amazon.
Yeah.
If the Catholic Church was Amazon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow there'd be no Amazon.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they would shut it down, board it up, arrest everyone at Amazon.
Yes.
And you wouldn't have Amazon anymore. The Catholic Church, centuries.
Ever.
Centuries.
And you're still talking about the Pope when he's just the king of the pedophiles.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what he's called now? The king of the pedophiles.
All kneel before me who's under 12.
It's so funny.
Yes. We all have hats. The bigger the hat based on how many you fucked.
Right, right.
My hat could fill millions
of souls. This represents how engorged you get. Notice mine is a little fat around the shaft. And the head comes to a...
It's just fucking ludicrous.
The red hats that the bishop wears just represents the distended anus.
Yes, the prolapsed fucking pink sock. The fucking...
Dude, I can't imagine...
Red mandrel ass.
Who would let their kid at this point be an altar boy?
I there are people that have such trust and faith.
Yeah.
And God bless them, because that's who needs it the most.
Yeah.
They really need that. I saw part of your shirt in that shot there, Garrett. All good.
I just think if you believe in God, you have to believe in good and evil.
Right, right,
so
right.
So let's just say evil has infiltrated this religion.
There's some evil.
And it's so hard because I was raised Catholic because the whole thing is guilt.
I was too, right.
It's like, don't do anything or else you're going to burn in eternal hell.
In hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't do anything wrong. But then the priest is doing the wrongest thing ever.
Dude.
And I don't know.
Do you know what you can steal to not go to hell, the dollar amount?
Yeah.
It's $20.
That's it.
You can steal up to $20 and not burn in hell.
And not burn in hell?
Yeah.
What if it's every what?
No, I think it's.
You have any?
I think that's it.
Oh, in your whole life?
It's $20.
Oh, I'm so doomed.
Yeah. And then they put the Catholic Church put a number on it.
That's
but apparently, the number of kids you can fuck infinite
is infinite. If you,
but when was that money set? Like, was it 1980? So that
$20 it could be like $52 now. Yeah,
inflation.
Yeah.
You have to add in inflation. And what about?
I do believe,
Canada.
And I do believe God is an American banker, so it's
right,
definitely
right.
On our dollar.
Talking U.S. dollars here. No, that cheap shit. God doesn't care how many loonies or toonies you fucking take.
I don't know if you've seen Mexico, but he doesn't give a shit about pesos.
Right, right, a peso or a yen? How many yen did you take? Oh, they're godless people anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
Here to jerk off the white man.
Let's bring our guest in. Justin Silver is here.
Still want to come in?
I know, after that diatribe. I didn't look over. Was he okay through the glass?
He was enjoying it.
Everyone could, you know, appreciate the Catholic Church.
Come on in.
Come on in. You got to be a Catholic guy, right?
I'm Jewish.
Oh, you're Jewish?
I'm Jewish, okay. And I thought Jews do, like, guilt the worst.
Yeah,
then as
of
recently, having Bobby Kelly and all these on, like, you guys, like, crush us on the guilt anxiety tip.
Yeah, is a heavy guilt factor in Catholicism.
It's worse. Yeah, like, Jews carry around a lot of guilt, but they're also the chosen people, so they don't have to worry about hell.
It's guilt mixed with self-entitlement is what we have,
so
it balances itself out.
And you don't have to worry about, fire. fire and brimstone and all that happy horse shit that we got to go through if you, you know.
Like, we get the Hitler treatment if we steal $20 worth of shit.
Yeah, yeah. There's no like fucking gradient.
No.
If you're cast out into the hellfire, you're cast out. There's not like a VIP room down there for Hitler and
But then
the
you
like.
Can also ask for forgiveness before you die.
Yes.
But then what if you're killed suddenly? You don't even get that option.
Oh, that's right, right, right. So you gotta.
You're hit by a bus, you're fucked, you're going to hell.
You gotta get the shit on credit, like go a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. What if you record it and then it says, upon my death, play this recording? And it's like, hi, and by the way, God, I would like to be forgiven and absolution for my sins. Does it work on tape?
I think it could.
In a digital era, it has to.
Work on tape.
There should be a loophole.
Absolution on tape.
St. Peter will tell you about it at the pearly gates.
Yeah. Or what about when you got like a guy getting his last rites? Yeah. The guy could have his guts blown out and everything. If the priest comes over and starts giving him his last rites, I don't think he has to recite any fucking psalm or anything.
No.
Although you see in the movies, they go like, and they're kind of like listening. It's like, just, you know what, Father? Assume I'm saying yes to all this.
Yeah.
As my fucking guts are on a beach somewhere.
Because you do give last rites to the guy who there's a bag over his head and he's about to get lethal injection.
Right. He gets it,
like
too.
Dead man walking.
Yeah, he gets it.
I was a victim.
Yeah. He gets it, too.
Yeah, he gets the last rites.
Some people just don't care, I guess. But it is weird. Ted Bundy, he obviously put to death, electric chair.
Yeah.
Electric chair.
He rode the lightning.
He, rode all, you gonna ride old Sparky, boy.
Make sure you wet the sponge.
Yeah, wet the sponge there. Francois Delacroix. electricity shall be run through your body until you are dead. He got the electric chair. And he tried to postpone his execution for a while through giving confessions and telling the police where the bodies were and everything. Just that much longer that he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But the second they walked him in, he was just kind of like, hey, everyone, we all ready for this? Come on. Now. Like, that's a ballsy move.
That is, to act like you're going to enjoy it in front of everyone.
Yeah.
It is pretty gutsy.
Yeah, there was a movie. It was one of those real old-timey mashy. Mashy gangster movies, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was this hard-ass criminal, and all the kids in the neighborhood loved him. They looked up to him like he was this fucking badass.
A movie?
Because he was. Yeah, it was an old, like, 30s, I think, or something.
Like Tommy Gun.
Tommy Gun kind of shit. Right. And he was given the death penalty, and, like, the kids were so bummed out that this great guy was going to get killed, and the last-ditch effort, one of the cops came over to him right before and was talking about the...
Is it Cagney?
I think it was Cagney.
Yeah, I know the movie.
And they were like, you know, like, you got to do this. These kids love you. You can't go in there full of fucking, you know, piss and vinegar and be like, ah, poo, fuck you guys. And he's like, get out of here, copper! So they put him in, they start strapping him in, and he goes like, no, no, please, don't do this to me, please. And they were like, ah, he's yellow. And all the kids didn't like him.
Yeah.
So it worked out, but he didn't really mean it.
Yeah, yeah.
He just knew that was his last, like, ditch thing to do.
Yeah, I think that was a Cagney, right when he's stepped in. Yeah.
Cagney's awesome.
Oh, I love Cagney.
Crash, hey?
And he never looked much like a gangster, but he played it perfectly.
No, and then he did that, hi, my Yankee Doodle Dandy. It was you're a dandy, all right. I bet you're a dandy.
Yeah, it was either, you could either be in two types of movies, a gangster movie or a gay dancing movie.
That was it.
Same role, though, in a way.
It kind of was. Yeah, what was that Broadway musical about World War II in the South Pacific?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, God. South Pacific. Ah, bring on the dames. We want dames. Yeah. Like, nah, I don't think you do.
I do.
I don't think you want the dames.
We mean cock.
I think you like being on this battleship with a bunch of men.
Yeah.
You know what that movie was? I think it was maybe the Bowery Boys were in it.
Could have been.
One of those. But I think it was Cagney. Might have been like Iraq.
It's definitely one of those movies where they would shoot people and there'd be no bullet holes or anything.
Is it the movie Angels with Dirty Faces?
I think it's Angels with Dirty Faces.
The Dead End Kids.
Yeah, the Dead End Kids or the Bowery Boys. Could you play that end scene? It's got to be there. It's a classic fucking, see? Love that guy. He's the same guy. Top of the world, Ma! And he's in another movie where his mother thinks he's a nice guy, and there's a knock on the door, and the door opens, and he just falls dead. And
Yeah.
Mother was getting dinner in his room already. Is this it? Oh, this is great. Death Row. Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, dude.
And that father guy. See, he's like, fuck you, Coppa. Dead man walking here. Dead man walking.
And who knew that the father was the real monster?
That's correct. Yeah. Now he could go on and molest the children.
No. Once you're out of the way, I'm going to go have dessert.
This is awesome. These old fucking movies are great. They're so unrealistic.
Well, and he was always the gangster, the Italian gangster for some reason.
So long, kid. Bye, Rocky.
So long, kid.
May God have mercy on
you. Ah, whatever.
Look at him. Yeah. Shrugs it off.
Yeah. Look. He's not in cuffs or anything.
Yeah, another Wednesday for me.
Yeah, huh? Hey, what you got there? A still? Come on, Rocky.
Hey, last rights.
I don't want to die, oh,
yeah.
I don't want to die, oh, oh, don't make me burn, oh, yeah, oh, please,
the tears in his eyes.
Camera zooms into his hard dick.
Yeah.
See, Jesus loves you.
Don't kill me, please.
Oh. Ow, that looks hot.
Yeah, he would have never made it that far.
Rocky cried like a baby. What a pussy.
Of course, these were the days where they pleaded death for robbing two banks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to spit in my eye.
Yeah, he knows.
He sees the
soul. Oh, look.
Sees the soul in the
Rocky world. Dies yellow. You're a coward, I am.
Yellow
Jesus
belly.
Christ.
No sooner had he entered the death chamber than he tore himself from the guard's grasp.
Ah, we need a new hero, boy.
Hung himself on the floor, screaming.
I hear Bugsy's gonna do some stuff.
And as they dragged him to the electric chair.
Hey, what's that priest been doing to you?
Concrete floor with agonized shrieks.
The wacky hats they
in
wore.
Contrast to his former heroics.
Yeah,
they're all bummed out.
Shitty hat. And every kid also looked homeless in every one of those.
They were supposed to be. They were the dead end kids, you know.
Latchkeys.
Yeah. They were that era's latchkey kids.
Yeah.
Left alone, not like helicopter parents.
They were pickpockets.
Now, yeah. They were running around like committing little petty crimes and everything. And then I remember when I was a kid, we just got together, rode bicycles, or went out in the woods or something like that. And now you just don't see kids out in public.
No, it's
like,
weird.
The parents keep them inside.
Well, like when you were young, if you saw somebody walking down the street, it wasn't bizarre. Now,
yeah,
if it's like night and somebody's walking down my street, I'm all paranoid.
Yeah, who's that?
Like, what is this?
It's in the chair, see?
He's yellow.
He's yellow. He died yellow. What a terrible headline. Jesus.
Because the man cried before.
He's dead. Yeah. You get in there. Let me see how you fucking act.
Everybody's yellow.
Nah, please. But it was all, you know, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
And then, I know what I got to do. Shit, I got to be an asshole. Yeah, and then right before they pull the switch, it goes, only kidding, kids. fuck.
It's like that terrible movie Shocker. Have you seen that?
No, what is that?
That was a Wes Craven movie where Shocker then comes back to murder everyone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was like People Under the Stairs. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Came out like those were just two weird
ones. Or Christopher Moltisanti's movie Cleaver.
Yes, much like Cleaver.
Back.
Yes.
Are you a horror guy?
Yeah, I like horror.
You do?
I like any kind of movie, though.
Hmm. Yeah,
horror I like. The trailer for Us looks fucking sweet, and I want to go see that this week. Have you seen it?
No.
It looks really good.
There's, I guess, Pet Sematary is scaring the shit out of people. They're like, oh, it's so... I don't take any of that seriously anymore, because they want every scary movie to be like, oh, it premiered in Aspen, and people were dying in the aisles, and they couldn't take it, and they're killing their children.
So well, it's been
to
that
live
way
in a world with this movie in it.
Yeah, it's been that way since Blair Witch, when it was just like scary as hell.
Yeah.
And then I saw it, I'm like, what is this shit?
Like, I don't know, this is, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, in hindsight, it's not scary. Like, I watch it now, and I'm kind of like, eh. But when I first saw The Ring, That was pretty fucking
freaky.
Creepy
movie.
It's the imagery of her just fucking coming out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacob's
fucking
ladder was the scariest.
That was scary too.
That trailer scared
that
me.
That was so fucking terrifying, dude.
That's a fucking scary ass movie.
Really
it was
movie.
No CGI. It was all like puppetry, and it was it was just like in someone's insane. What's going on in their fucking head? You're like, I think these thoughts. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. It was PTSD and delusion from Nam.
Yeah,
mixed in with horror.
Was Black in that?
Dude, he might have been. I don't remember. I know
fucking heads like shit in the back of the train.
The no eyes, no mouth shit.
Yeah. Jacob's Ladder.
It's like a Tool video.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Like Sober was a weird fucking video.
I love that video.
The claymation thing's pushing like shit through a pipe. Yeah. You're like, you're freaking me out.
CGI, I can't, like, I always know, so I'm like, Like, even the fucking bear in the Revenant, I'm like, that's not fur. You know, that's not fur.
Yeah, there was a movie recently. We had talked about it. It was okay, it was being billed as one of the scariest movies ever, per usual. But there's one scene where the woman's kind of sitting on the bed, and the room is real dark, and you don't even notice until you see it that someone's in the corner in that room.
Oh,
I saw
that's scary.
It was called, like, Paranormal. I saw it with Big J on the road. It was fucking weird. That's
it was just
weird
a
ending.
Weird movie.
Right.
Yeah.
It was para something.
That... Wait a minute. That's not the ring girl.
Well, what?
That's the skinny girl from fucking the internet there.
You ever seen, like, Wreck and Wreck 2 and Quarantine?
No.
Like, Quarantine was based on Wreck and Wreck 2, which are horror films, and it's just like they shut off this building because there's zombies in it, and it's fucking great. It's just brutal and scary.
Just
and
one building?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, because you kind of go in there. Bad for him. You just see him quarantining him off. They'll have to fucking beat these monsters.
28 Days Later was the last one that I got. Because when they're fucking running at you,
it was running fucking zombies. And
it's like speed, and I'm like,
zombies, virus. And
that was like Dawn of the Dead when they had the technology in the mall to just like make them fly and rip your fucking face off.
Yeah. Running zombies are fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more traditional. But you're kind of like, I could get away from it.
What was the M. Night Shyamalan movie where it's like, it's people from another planet are coming down the
road? Signs.
But it's just that one scene that quick scene where you see him run in the back of the...
And it's their reaction.
It was just that one part that you're like, what the fuck?
Like, you see it, and their reaction, they're like, oh my God, you jump. Well, he had to leave it. He left his wife behind in the fucking...
Yeah.
And she ends up being alive.
Well, like, Hitchcock proved, and, you know, so did, obviously, Twilight Zone, you don't need the imagery necessarily. You just need to figure out a way to scare the fuck out of somebody without it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was, Signs.
Do you have the trailer for Us? It looks really good if you want to see it. Because I liked Get Out. I didn't think it was the greatest movie ever, but this new one that Jordan Peele did...
I think it was overhyped a little bit.
Yeah, but it was still really good. It's still good.
It was good. It was an interesting fucking idea.
Dude, it was hilarious.
Yeah. Here we go.
And this is his new one, and it looks fucking great.
That's a classic right there.
And I also love the Loonies. They fucking remixed it to be horror.
What does I Got Five on it mean? It's about drugs.
It's not about drugs.
The new vacation looked crazy.
Where you going, Martin?
There you go.
Creep on in, on in.
Can't believe how big they've got.
Did you hear Gabe got a boat?
Crawl, Daddy!
He's kidding, right?
He's not kidding.
Hey, I think it's Vodka O'Clock.
Oh, yeah.
It looks nice. Jason? This is going to take a turn.
Oh.
This takes a turn. Oh, shit.
Jason?
Where were you?
I didn't know if you were lost. Stick with me. It'll keep you safe.
There's a family in our driveway.
It's probably the neighbors. But y'all scared of a family?
Hi, can I help you?
Zora, put your shoes on.
If you want to get crazy,
I got five on.
What the fuck?
Right.
What are you people?
It's us.
Oh,
they
shit!
Exactly like us.
They think like us. They know where we are. We need to move and keep moving. They won't stop until they kill us. And we kill them.
Oh shit! This looks pretty creepy, man.
Yeah, I think it was good.
That's.
I want to see the
show. That looks pretty goddamn eerie.
Yeah, I thought it looked fucking great.
I'll give you that.
Because Get Out, it did surprise me. That was a fucking cool idea for a movie.
Yeah, it really was.
It really was. No, yeah. I wasn't scared by it, but I was like, it was dark. Yeah. It was dark and interesting.
Yeah, because some of those holy shit moments.
Well, and a part's funny as fuck. And Jordan Peele said that he used like the same way that he would write like Key and Peele, like the comedy tension for the horror tension, which is kind of what I did in The King.
Yeah.
So it's like you want that. Like it, and I loved how he did it because he was able to like break you, and I thought it was a cool movie, man.
Yeah,
and you just have fucking all these old ass gross women with young black men in straw hats.
Yeah, straw hats, just oblivious to everything. Just this is a fucking.
Yeah, I like a 9-inch cock. What can I tell you? I like a zombie black boy.
It absolutely could have been a comedy.
Oh, and it
like,
was.
It was. I feel like to a degree.
Yeah. I like that shit. What about Pet Sematary? Did we watch the trailer for that already? Was a trailer out?
I think we watched part of it.
Yeah, I think we did.
That original fucking as a kid.
The remake.
Yeah, like, just the trucks going by. And you're like,
Yeah. That was like, they're not going to do this, are they? Are they going to fucking crush that kid?
The shoes with just the kid's feet left in them.
When they kill a kid at the beginning of a movie, you know you're in for a ride. Yeah.
L.A. discovered a charming little landmark.
Yeah.
The Pet Cemetery.
Place to bury our pets and remember them. Which seems scary, but it's not.
They had a lot of pets in that family, Jesus.
Yeah, no shit.
It's like dying is natural.
Every fly.
The whole town's been using this place for generations. Folks make a kind of ritual out of it. It's not some campfire story.
Saw these in the trees up
it
there.
Looks like warnings. They go a little deeper into
a little more into the book, but I don't. Are you gonna beat Fred Gwynne? It's impossible.
No, that's just there's it. Something up there. Although you know he's fucking awesome. What's
Lithgow's
great. Lithgow?
He's great.
Yeah.
Those woods belong to something else.
Yeah, it looks like they go more into what it's all about, like the cemetery, and the more so than they did. Kitty.
Well, like the girl in the book is. Because it was a girl in the book.
Oh no! Oh, it was a girl in the book. It wasn't. I never read the book.
If I remember right, it was.
Oh Jesus! Oh no!
Sometimes dead is better.
What's going on?
Hug your daughter.
Hug your daughter. She's gonna end up on a pole.
Come back. The barrier is broken.
Oh, okay. So everything comes back.
My worry is. Like this shit where it's like this, the quick cut stuff.
Chance. Yeah, a lot of jump cuts.
Yeah, and then the
jump scares.
The Donnie Darko masks also.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Oh. Ah! Yeah.
Oh.
That was hard to watch in the first
one. Yeah, the Achilles tendon getting.
That was good, yeah. I'll watch it.
Oh, I'll see this for sure.
I'll watch it, no. Little Gage was hilarious in the other one. Little kid.
That's just one of my favorite movies, though. So it's like some people hate it. I love that fucking movie. It's
tough
so good.
To make a remake of your favorite movie.
Yeah.
Like,
were you a Misery fan?
Oh,
I was. Yeah.
That fucking hobbling scene.
Oh, that's
just how much you hated her. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, how great she was as that character of just, no, you got to rewrite your book.
He could not die. Eat her enough at the end of
with that fucking typewriter.
He's smashing it with a typewriter. You're just going, yeah!
Now we'd have to do it.
Oh, yeah!
He'd have to do it with a fucking iPad now. Like, how long would it take to kill her?
Just sitting there, plunking it on there with your phone.
Dude, and she's just this overgrown toddler the whole movie.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the cop finally finds him and just gets a bullet through him.
Poor old bastard. Yeah, that was fucked up,
yeah, James Caan is great, but yeah, she deserved the Oscar for that. I hated her in that fucking movie.
And that was Rob Reiner, right? He directed that?
Might have been, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He made
it was really, he got the kooky cam pretty good with almost a fisheye lens on her when she's giving him some shit.
Dude, when she's explaining the hobbling and like slowly putting the brick between his legs, and he's just like, what are you going to do? Like before she even does it, you're like, no.
You realize there's no talking her out of it. Like she's not crazy. She's not like nuts enough that she's going to do this out of emotion to talk her out of it. Yeah. She's just like, no, this.
She's sociopath.
Don't worry about it. I got this. I'm going to smash your fucking ankles. That was so fucked up. I loved it.
And she just says kids phrases all the time. And it's just,
Mr. Man. Yeah. It's so I'm your number one fan. Ugh, are you, fatty?
Yep. Oh, E-Rock, you got some?
Oh, I was calling. I just called him.
Jesus.
Come on.
I show up like the Grudge.
One a year.
Going back to Jordan Peele, a couple of weeks from now, his new Twilight Zone reboot starts.
Oh, yeah.
I know someone who saw one of the stories and says it's actually pretty good, but unfortunately, it's on a network no one's going to see it on. It's on that CBS All Access streaming.
Wow.
And you got to pay $10 a month for that, too. And
what the fuck? Are they out of their minds? Yeah. Why would you do that?
Everyone got excited that didn't know it was coming back from the Super Bowl ad. And then they realized it's not on CBS. It's CBS All Access, which is their app that you have to stream on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
like HBO Go.
Apparently it's supposed to be pretty good, but no one's going to see it.
No. Huh.
I'm going to pay to see it, though.
Yeah, I want to see it.
For sure.
I know they had they rebooted the Twilight Zone before. They had one with Burgess Meredith's voiceover as like the Serling part.
Yeah.
Serling. And then what's his name there? The last King of Scotland.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker was the guy.
Yeah.
He'd come out in his half shut eye. Look at what the Twilight Zone
is. I saw one. Fuck
yeah,
my
face. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So they've been done a few times, but I don't know. The original is so good.
Dude, it's so... And I mean, I always loved Tales from the Crypt. That was a good
one. That was great.
That was a good one.
Version, you know?
I've been binging on Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Those are great.
On Hulu. And man, did they pump out a fuckload of those episodes. Every season is like 30 episodes, 40 episodes. They were like 10 seasons.
Yeah, yeah. I watched Rope the other day.
Oh, shit.
That was the one that they did it in one shot, and the only time they cut is because they had to run out of film, so they go like they go on the black of someone's T-shirt or something like that. That's a great one, man.
Yeah.
Rope.
I haven't seen that in a long
time. Yeah, people forget how innovative that is. You know, like everybody does that now in a movie, and you're blown.
Yeah.
It's like he did it so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen this in years.
Look at Central Park. It's beautiful this time of year.
Look.
It's only a month.
Look, there's a heroin addict taking a shit on a child's bike.
I personally consider us engaged as of now. Congratulations.
Do you have a quarter for a cab? I need to go all the way downtown. I'll give you change when I get back.
You look sexy in your wool summer suit.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, lady, show me a little more neck.
What's with that hat? Are you a beekeeper?
Make sure you're wearing at least one glove at all times. Only a whore exposes 10 fingers.
Could I borrow your hat? I need to catch some guppies out of this.
And that's the last time you'll ever see him alive.
Oh, there he is. That's
what happened to David Kentley changed my life completely.
Oh.
And the lives of seven others.
I'm going to turn this around.
Janet Walker. Henry Kentley, the boy's
God,
father.
Those actresses are gorgeous.
He's like, my God, I'm 47 years old. Look, another net.
Oh, God.
Kenneth Lawrence. A housekeeper named Mrs. Wilson.
Howard Stern.
And the two who were responsible for
there was Richard Aronovich.
Oh, it does.
Brandon Shaw and Philip Morgan.
Lovers.
Put to death.
And Jimmy Stewart.
So good.
Mouse, cat, mouse.
Yeah, this was fucking awesome. I have not seen it in a long time.
It's all in that one room.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a completely a teleplay. You know, it really was just a play.
Yeah, there's like,
yeah,
a dead person in the fucking table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Hitchcock's great.
Dude, he was
the original Reservoir Dogs, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. One movie. Fucking yeah. Set.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, he's freaking the fuck out. Yeah, see? I got a heater. Don't come up on me.
Say you can get it from him. He's yellow.
He pulled a rod on me. yeah, that's cool. It, yeah, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. They weren't written by Alfred Hitchcock, but, you know, he just presented them.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of those stories are so fucking cool. Little the twists at the end and everything and the acting. There were, like, some real valid fucking actors in those things.
Dude, Psycho still is, it holds water. It's still terrifying. It's still fucking weird to watch.
That was supposed to just be a short.
Yeah, yeah.
That was supposed to be like a Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Dude, and Anthony Perkins just is so good.
Yeah, what a ghoul.
Yeah, and then, I mean, as it gets older and he's, you know, gayer and thinner.
Oh, the when it got up to like four and five. Yeah. It's
Vince
like,
Vaughn do the remake of it? Remember for like when he was trying to make him a serious actor for 20 minutes?
It was Gus Van Zandt, and what's weird about that is it is a shot-for-shot remake.
You are a Vince fucking Vaughn. Encyclopedia, huh?
A little bit with it.
You're such a film buff.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit with that, And Hache was,
she was the girl. And, yeah, they wanted to do an exact replica shot for shot. And it's like, what are you, out of your fuck?
Yeah, only Gus Van Zandt would be like.
I'd be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to paint the Sistine Chapel. Yeah. Exactly like fucking.
The same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The but same.
The exactly. Colors are brighter.
Yeah.
We did it in the roof of a Whole Foods.
Yeah, yeah, it's in color. Wait a minute, the original.
Yeah, that was like he did that and The Cell, and then it was like, let's just stick to comedies.
Oh, friends. The Cell?
Yeah, I mean, he can be a great actor, but he really is a better comedic leader.
He's so good at that one thing he does.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. It's Swingers.
When he played badass Vince Vaughn in The Prison, though, that was
fucking
pretty
awesome.
Oh, with
that was good.
Yeah, Brawl on Cell Block 9.
Yeah, yeah.
With Don Johnson.
What an animal. You don't realize what a big guy he is when he's in comedies, because
he's like 6'4" or 6'6".
No, he's taller than that. He's like 6'7". What's the one where he's with Joaquin Phoenix and it's like they're going to execute him and he's in a prison in some third world country or what is
it?
Exit the Eden. What is it?
No, I know what you're talking about too.
And he's got that insane scene at the end where they're going to hang Joaquin Phoenix. He's like, I see you.
Yeah.
He's just looking him in the eyes.
What is that movie?
Return to Paradise?
Yes. The end scene of that is unbelievable.
Wow.
He's fucking good in that, man.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn's a
good masturbated
actor.
To it.
Oh, who did not?
Yes.
Know, I came buckets.
And he's hilarious and like Wedding Crashers. And
yeah. Well, I'm watching that season 2 of True Detective that I had never seen.
Yeah.
And everybody says how much they fucking hated it.
Yeah.
But because of how much people say they've hated it, I don't really find it that bad. You know what I mean? Like, I was expecting it to be so terrible that it's.
But hate it.
It's not that bad.
Can't be that bad.
It's not, I mean, it's the first season's like, it's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't expect
it. The first one's great.
Yeah.
Just, that happens a lot. Like, I was really surprised with Fargo. It was so fucking good. And it consistently. There are some seasons that were better than others. I think the first one is amazing.
I was worried about just the first one. Yeah,
Billy
Bob's the best.
Billy Bob is amazing. The whole fucking story, the way they did tie it in very vaguely to the movie, but it had an important thing. Like, I was like, Fargo's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, mine too.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Don't fuck the legacy up by adding some bullshit in where it's going to redo something that happened in the movie. But they didn't.
No, it's
it was really fucking cool.
And it's well cast. It's a solid show.
Yeah.
It's shot well. And Billy Bob is
had the same feel as Fargo.
Yeah.
Coma.
Billy Bob was just more menacing, though, than any bad guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He could play it off mild-mannered.
Yeah, but he's
smiling.
What's the actor who plays the fucking psycho who's opposite Buscemi?
God,
he's great.
The dude who's he's a Russian bad guy in every single movie.
We go pancakes house.
Yeah, God, I can't.
One fucking pancakes now.
Fucking pancakes, always pancakes. I want a shot and a beer and a steak and a.
You get a steak and some pussy.
Yeah,
steak,
I just watched
pancakes and a boy.
I just watched a video where he explains like the 12 different Russian voices he does.
And oh, really?
Like, yeah, and he's like, nobody knows or cares, but he's like, he knows every dialect.
Taking Alexander technique before he does the scenes. Like, we don't give a fuck. Just
great.
The original.
Like he barely spoke in that movie.
Oh, he's perfect.
Fargo. There's one scene though where. He knows he's got to chase down the couple that saw them.
That's my favorite. When he turns that car around.
Yeah. The car around. He's smoking a cigarette. He grabs it with him and he just goes. The way he throws his cigarette away, like now he's on a mission. He made him put out his fucking cigarette, so he's got to kill these two fucks because the dumb fucking Buscemi couldn't just take a ticket for his tags, my fucking tags.
When he has no remorse in the back of her car, he just is getting a little sleepy.
I thought we could take care of it right here in Brainerd.
Yeah.
I love that one, man.
So that's your friend there in the wood chipper?
Put this back in your wallet and step out of the vehicle, please. Oh, they're fucked, you dummy. That's tags. Like the parking. Who gives a shit? I decided not to park here. Well, you still got to pay the money.
I just don't
your hang-ups, man. King clip-on fucking tie. He just gives him shit. Pay him the money. You're fucking a kidnapper.
Then the next scene is just the dude's fucking killed laying against the... Dude, I love the Coen brothers.
Oh, yeah.
God, I don't know.
Raising Arizona is still my favorite,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's insane.
Still my favorite, man. He was horrible.
that's
still my favorite.
What is it? Blood Simple is fucking great.
Yeah, yeah. First
one. I never saw him.
Oh, it's great, dude. That Miller's Crossing is underrated, too. But, yeah, I don't know if anything's better than Raising Arizona.
It's so weird. You think
I'm talking about swap swapping.
You'd think those movies wouldn't work. Like, oh, it's too over the top or it's a little too wacky or, you know, but it's fucking.
Dude, John Goodman just, like, screaming because they know the kid's on the roof of the car and he just won't stop just punching the fucking steering wheel. So goddamn funny, man.
Well, that's why, too, though, like, the Big Lebowski only the Coen brothers could have made.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That movie is so insane. When he's just taking, just beating the shit out of the car. This is what happens, Larry. This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass and there's a 15-year-old boy standing in the doorway.
Yeah, Goodman's fucking great.
He's
in
so good.
Really fucking awesome.
It's Shabbos, dude. It's like, you're not even Jewish. You're divorced. It's like your wife was Jewish.
Dude, the gun and the dog.
Oh, it's so fucking funny.
It's another one I haven't seen in a while that I used to watch all the time.
Oh, dude, whenever it's on, I gotta watch it.
Lebowski or
Lebowski.
Yeah. Or Raising Arizona. I mean, really, if it says Coen Brothers, I'm gonna be watching.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that new one, too. I mean, there's, which one was it? The Ballad of Buster fucking
Scrubs. It went right to Netflix.
Yeah, there's, it's multiple segments with different stories and whatnot, and there's one that gets dragged out a little too long. It's a guy with no arms and no legs that they kind of, this guy props up and makes him do these soliloquies and poetry and readings and pockets all the money. And this guy's like powerless to do anything. He feeds him, he does everything, and then he props him up and he does it every night with a covered wagon kind of a thing in a town. And he starts realizing that people aren't interested in it and they're interested in something else.
Yeah.
He just takes him down the river and shoots.
I love that.
Really?
It's fucking. That one, all it needed was a little more editing. I don't know if they made it go on so long to show how fucking every night this guy's got to do this.
I think that was the idea.
I think that was the idea. Like, the only way you could really relate to this poor fuck with no arms and no legs is be like, oh my God, another fucking night we're going to watch him do this. So, yeah, and it was like his living. He just.
Dude, and people
did at least like jerk him off first or nothing? Not even a handy?
No, he got a whore.
In true Coen Brothers.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
he got a prostitute, but I think he fucked the prostitute in front of
him. Yeah.
Oh, she's an estimable lady.
It was really fucked up. Now that I think of it, okay, that wasn't even a bad segment.
Yeah.
They were all really, the first one's great with that guy, Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
The singing cowboy kind of a thing. Like, that took a turn where you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
So, I liked it. I thought it was really good.
People hate the Lady Killers, and I love the Lady Killers.
Never saw it.
Dude, Tom Hanks just, because he's always Tom Hanks. Nothing against him. I love Tom Hanks. But it's the first time he's like playing this ridiculous role where he's just essentially, he's kind of like Colonel Sanders, but he's a burglar. And he's just trying to manipulate this lady so he can use her basement to break into a bank.
Oh, right, that was it. Okay.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not the best movie, but it's fucking way, I think it's way better than people give it credit.
He has just become part of Americana, this motherfucker. He's amazing.
Dude, yeah.
Bosom Buddies, baby. Watched that the other day.
Bosom Buddies.
Then you think, Lulu, the man with one red shoe and all these movies that you didn't really know if he was going to
Right. It was he could have just been one of those 80s guys. Like the other guy from Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all don't play no hippity hop songs with the title spelled all funny.
No. Like the other guy from Bosom Buddies wound up getting on Newhart, was it? Or the Bob
Newhart? Yeah, it was one of the Newhart shows.
Bob Newhart show with my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got on that.
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, yeah.
It started to look like, uh-oh, here's the guy that's going to fucking, you bank on this guy, not that Tom Hanks.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And then Tom Hanks just becomes the definitive American actor.
When I think Big was one of those movies that I don't think, like, or Big and Splash. Like, Splash took off way bigger than I think they thought it would, then Big exploded.
Yeah.
But then he did movies that didn't really hit.
But then his acting chops in, like, Apollo 13 and, like...
Well, yeah, once he got the Oscar for Philadelphia.
Yeah. Once he started doing serious movies. Oh, Schillinger.
Dude.
I didn't know Schillinger's in it.
Dude, what's funny, too, is Schillinger, he plays a guy with irritable bowel syndrome in the movie. Movie, who met his wife at an irritable bowel syndrome convention. And this was like in the prime of Oz.
It was the Tinder back then.
He was giving people irritable bowel syndrome in
Oz.
Yes,
he was. People were just leaking out of their assholes. Marlon Wayans is in it, who's great.
Check that out. Tom Hanks just became... he was almost... He's like now's version of what's his name from The Rope that we just saw from a Rope.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart. He's like that American actor. He could do comedy. He could do drama.
Yep.
Really well. Yeah, I loved like Apollo 13 and everything. He's just good in that.
What you got?
Tom Hanks got really big because those movies hit when HBO started to become available in everyone's house, and that's all you watch. So you had Splash, you had Big, you had The Burbs. Which was a horrible movie, but it was on all the time. So that period
the
of
other
the '80s
one was what was the one with the house there? Money Pit.
Money Pit was great.
Money Pit was a big fucking movie for him.
His version of Dragnet was on HBO all the time with Dan Aykroyd.
Dude, I love Dragnet. When
Turner and Hooch.
Oh, yeah.
People hate Dragnet, but when they're fucking dressed in the goat slaughter shit and they open up all their pockets and just the pills go all over the police chief's desk.
He executive produced the, you know, they have the series on Netflix where it's like the 70s, the 80s, and they just did the 2000s
the
and they explain how HBO, like how it just changed, how it basically just changed movies. And it's basically, he's like one of the guys who's right on the forefront of that, which I had the feeling that's why he like actually.
That makes sense.
That really made him, like as to your point.
It's like you said too, with HBO doing that, and then you go into Band of Brothers with Steven Spielberg. Tom Hanks was behind
that one too. Yeah, Band of Brothers was just fucking amazing.
Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan was just another one, which he was great in.
Speaking of, like, that fucking shot, like we're talking about in Rope, like, there you go, that one shot that just carries.
Yeah.
Well, and you have the opening scene, which is the most blood used in any movie ever.
More than Braveheart.
Yeah. And it's the first scene. Just the first scene. Not the whole movie. Just the first scene is the most blood ever used.
Yeah, and when you have an actor that you've seen in some of the funniest shit, like his expressions, his voice, when he does his yelling Tom Hanks thing and everyone's laughing, and then he could be that guy. You got to hand it to him. Like, some people can't ever fucking do that. You're either a comic actor or a dramatic actor. And there he is in what could be arguably the most horrific place ever on earth at any given moment.
Yeah.
And it works. You're not looking like, oh, what did they cast fucking Shemp Howard?
You're right, though. It's true.
From the Three Stooges.
Even some of the best actors cannot pull that off into both of those things.
Like, it really, because you get typecast or you get. People know you too much for one or the other. What was that one where he's Stranded on the island. There.
The Wilson.
Castaway. Castaway.
That's another one where it's a very serious, dramatic thing that happened, but he's hilariously funny.
Like when he makes
alone
fire and
by
yeah.
himself. Yeah.
And he makes you feel for the fucking volleyball when he
yeah, yeah,
it.
Shit like that. Yeah. When he's got to knock his tooth out with the skate.
Oh, my God, dude.
Just sitting there going, no, this is fucking awful.
And then he comes back to her, and she's like, yeah, I'm banging someone else now, bro. And she's like,
fucking bitch.
Well, that's what I hate. That's the one thing
I didn't even drill a hole in that volleyball the whole time I was on the island. I was thinking of you.
I drew a shitty picture of you on a cave wall. Yeah.
It's like, also, why'd you draw a guy?
Yeah. shit. E-Rock, yes.
Tom Hanks also produces all these specials for like PBS and CNN. All those series of the decades, 60s,
yeah,
70s,
we were just
80s.
Saying that. Where was you? Where was you when we was just talking about that?
You gonna let him talk to you like that?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm gonna bat you.
No, no, no. I said, no, I thought you said.
I thought you said I was a right spider. No, you're not a right.
Not a right.
Not,
not
a right.
Right.
I'm all right. You're not a right.
I just shuffle over. Give us a little fucking soft shoe.
I'm a good shot. What do you
yeah,
want?
Yeah, yeah. What do you want?
I'm a good shot.
Be the first hole I ever dug. Fucking line. What a piece of shit.
That's another guy who oddly pulled off comedy and drama very fucking well.
But even that, he's fucking hilarious.
But he's the same in My Cousin Vinny because he isn't.
You know, he's hilarious.
I gotta look out for the Golden Jew.
I'm gonna fucking come out of my coma.
When he beats
you're
up,
you're gonna come out of your coma. I'll just be getting out of jail. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna beat the fucking shit. It's fucking great. He's hilarious that. In that.
But when he beats the shit out of Don Rickles, it is uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, yeah, because like, he's kind of almost crying.
Yeah, he's crying. He's just hitting him with the phone.
Dude, is it Mean Streets when he's bashing a dude's arm into the car door?
Oh,
is that?
That's Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Oh, it's in Raging Bull, right?
Yeah, yeah. Frank Vincent.
Yeah,
yeah. Who, I think, they said, Frank Vincent said that the end of Casino was finally some kind of retribution for him. Because he finally got to beat the shit out of Pesci.
Yeah, he's burying him in a cornfield.
He's fucking with him in movies. He's slamming his head in the car door. And then Billy Bats, he's fucking hitting him in Casino. And then, they got to beat him with the baseball bat.
The one was a Bronx Tale where he got beat up because he comes in at the end of the movie and Pesci's got the scar down the center.
Was that over a parking spot?
Yeah.
No.
He's like, no.
Oh, yeah. All of these amazing movies and shows we're talking about right now, you could go to deepdiscount.com and pick them up, own them. That's right, our great loyal sponsor of Compound Media. Go pee-pee.
I will.
I love that. I will. His little hummingbird bladder. He had too much nectar. Can I have a water, please? Oh yeah, Compound Media is a great sponsor. Yeah, make it a cup. You want one?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, a couple of waters. On me.
Dance the waters over here. Dance the waters No. I said I want a water.
No. The waters are on the house.
No. You've been away a long time.
Don't get nervous. Break up my party. Great site. Find all your favorites. Great prices, too. And all this month, no price is safe during their Shark Madness sale. Be sure you look for the coupon codes and icons for extra savings. Classics, hard-to-find titles, new releases, too. All in one place, of course, I'm talking about there. DeepDiscount.com. What are you doing? Wasting time? You got your remote. You're sitting on the couch. You're going like this. An hour goes by. You go, there's nothing on. You hand it to your girlfriend, and she goes, all right. And she starts to do the same shit you were doing. You're searching. You're not going to find shit. Or if you do, it's buffering. It's digitized. It's pixelated. They edit shit out. Go ahead. Watch Bad Lieutenant. You think you're going to see Harvey Keitel jerk off on a station wagon window? Two girls in there? It's cut out of every fucking broadcast. Doesn't matter if it's cable. Doesn't matter what it is. You got to own that shit to see that great part.
Show me your mouth. Show me what your mouth looks
show
like.
Show me how you suck a man's cock. The beautiful girls, where you headed? Kit Kat Club? No edits, bad streams, buffering all the time. You don't have to wait. You own it. It's right there forever and ever. You're also going to find items including tons of Spider-Man stuff, books, collectible soundtracks, and, of course, all the movies. And out this week, you could also grab the new release of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Who was it? Jeff Ross said his grandmother, everything she does is Jewish because she's an old Jewish grandmother. When Spider-Man first came out, she goes, so have you seen Spiderman?
Everyone says this movie's amazing.
Really? Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, so the animated one, but everyone's like, I kind of went to it just to see Spider-Man, and they were, I'm not a, you know, a superhero fan, and they loved it anyway. Yeah,
they say it's pert good. It's a fresh animated version, Vision into the Spider-Man universe. Get your copy now for a great price at deepdiscount.com. Click that logo. It's right there on our website. And be sure to look for special icons and coupon codes all through March for even more savings. Be good to yourself. Own your passion and support our great sponsor here, of course, at Compound Media, with deepdiscount.com. And Garrett, if you would.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
Thanks, Deep Discount, indeed. It's almost like a crazy Eddie. Remember him?
His prices are insane.
Insane. Look at this, an air conditioner. Meanwhile, Eddie Antner, the guy that owned the company, was the books and money and fucking, oh, he went to prison.
I love how they couldn't afford the freeze frame at the end of the fucking, at the end of the thing. So he's just got to sit there and he's like.
You just go like this. Or they go, Christmas in July. And they're throwing snowballs at him. It's literally hitting him in the face. And yeah, that was good shit.
That's when TV was TV.
Right, where you watched the commercials. I still do. I'm terrible. I watch Fox News a lot, so I see a lot of commercials for catheters. Fucking catheters. There's one with a pilot, and he's like, I need catheters for when I fly. It's like, this guy's threading plastic in his dick while he's in the air?
Also, apparently.
You out of your fuck?
And he's got filthy ones that cause UTIs while he's trying to fly a plane.
They're reusable catheters.
Are you tired of shoving dirty catheters? No.
Lightheaded from the pain of shoving something in your dick hole at fucking 8,000 feet?
Have you ever put a swizzle stick in your cock?
Oh my God. I hope that's not the new feature in the fucking 737 MAX 8.
That's why they're going
catheter
down.
They shove up the pilot's pee hole.
You're never going to guess why this thing got grounded.
Yeah, here he is.
Are you using the catheter that's really best for you?
Oh, yeah.
For years,
no.
I've been using one kind
and they're
of catheter,
this fat.
Ow. Other really
just do a fucking split S and the piss will come right out of you.
Sent me samples. You gotta get it like a retired NFL player for like this. This would be fantastic. Yeah. Like, wow, this Joe Namath's career really went to shit.
Just all fucking his brain's been banged around in his head. He
and
doesn't.
Joe Namath throws this guy a catheter and he's like, thanks, Joe.
Hey, I gotta tell you, I love these catheters. Here he is. Oh, there it is.
Oh, gross.
Up, up, and away.
That guy's got a long dick.
There's
how big it is?
I was how
big
say,
it was?
Where's his bladder in his throat?
Sure? Yeah, is that not a giraffe catheter?
Oh, he bends it in two? What? Wait a minute. This looks terrible. The closed system. The self-lubricated.
Oh.
Wow.
Sample pack.
I hope that comes in an unmarked package.
There's your guess.
I want your chick coming to the door and seeing this. I brought
in straws.
Brought in the pack. Yeah, dick she's straws. Fucking drinking out of it. Yeah. I made a drink when you got home. You had these straws delivered today.
They're good for the environment. Yeah. You reuse them.
I found
they
two
don't get in the turtle's nose.
I found these two perfectly good ones in the garbage.
Dick straws.
I recycle. These are killing tortoises.
Hitting
them
with
the face of that. Thank you, dear.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Just
a dishwasher filled with catheters.
Don't put them near the baby
for
bottle.
Kids. The crazy catheter.
Look at that.
It's got colors on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like to personalize your catheter?
Hey, Shriners kids, are you tired of on fun catheters?
You get this adorable catheter.
There's a SpongeBob Square catheter.
I broke 200 bones.
There's a girl that's doing something pretty disgusting, which is, I think, wait, let's see, drinking out of a used catheter or what she's doing.
Oh, God.
Huh. Interesting. You say it's a no-brainer?
Catheter, no-brainer, just because
a lot of people. Right.
Catheter's sterile, right?
Well, a used one. A used catheter.
Is this a still shot so we can guess what drug she's on right now?
Yeah, she really does look fucked up.
Yeah.
She looks like that. When it starts moving, she looks like that girl from Game of Thrones, the little one.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh! Oh, no!
She's licking an airplane toilet
seat.
Funny thing is, she still used a Snapchat filter to make herself look prettier while she does
make
it.
Make her look like a
Listen, I may be licking the shit out of this toilet, but I mean, come on, aren't I pretty with my eyeliner?
Look, I'm a little cherub licking urine off a toilet seat.
Oh, my God.
She is filthy.
Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't fuck her.
Not sure, but I think I love her.
Just no kissing for 15 minutes after
that. Yeah. That's
it. Sure, I'd let her suck it.
She's someone that would absolutely give you a blumpkin.
A
blumpkin.
Does she have any commentary after it?
Great name.
This is worse than a blumpkin.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you take shit during a blumpkin?
Yeah.
You are shitting.
You're sitting on the ball. I think a true blumpkin is taking
shitting.
A shit as she blows you on the toilet.
Are you?
That's a true blumpkin. If you're just sitting there and getting one.
It's half-assed.
It's called a blowjob from a girl you have no respect for.
It's
not like a blumpkin is any
different. You didn't even want to go.
At least there's a name for it.
You didn't even she was good enough to sit in your car.
Yeah. New Nabisco Blumpkins.
Mm.
Sounds like a snack.
Yeah.
Little snack food. So that's a little palate cleanser for you right there.
Dude, and she's dead, right?
I don't know. Actually, that was on a 737 a Max 8. That's the new toilet cleaner.
Oh, my God.
It's a new technology. They just have an actual it's a robot girl, like that fucking girl from the TV show.
Why would you?
They call her the bidet.
Yeah, that's a bidet. That wouldn't be a bad bidet.
Yeah.
There's got to be some Saudi Arabian prince who's like rich enough to have little girl like just woman lick, just do that.
Lick his toilet seat.
No, lick.
When he's done.
Yeah.
His
there's got to be.
I don't doubt it.
There's got to be.
There's just too much money floating around for there not to be that.
Chain around her neck like Princess Leia.
Yeah.
The same outfit.
This giant fucking A380.
Yeah. Fucking golden bra and genie pants eating your ass.
Genie pants. And she's got to do the hammer dance when she's.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure there's somebody with that.
Shockingly,
money.
She's a sex worker.
No.
And a witch.
All right. Do we have
and a
any,
witch?
Any more of what she does?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a Wiccan, probably, right?
What is.
She's hairy in her pits.
Is she hairy in her pits?
I'm not sure.
It looks hairy.
Possible. It's a shadow. So he's.
I think it's hairy.
Oh, I didn't think she would be a sex worker.
Hmm.
That's weird. Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
hairy
she's
pits.
Hairy in her pits. I bet there's a muff down there like a fucking.
I thought she was a human rights attorney. Bummer.
Right. I think she was head of the airline. anything else so that we don't have to see so much of that guy? Jesus.
Or is that her only video? That and licking a fucking...
Licking a toilet. She's working her way up.
Yeah, she's going to get there one day.
Some hits on her website.
Oh, that's a sexy tattoo.
Get out of here! You're out of your mind.
Is that her? Is that a... Is she a...
better not
that's
be.
A penis.
I don't know.
I know, but we don't know if she's...
Come on!
That's probably her. That's a woman's body right there.
I think that other one was a retweet.
I better have been. That's fucked up.
She's a classy broad.
Is that, what? Uh-oh. All right, I don't see the spider.
Yeah, there's no.
She's scaring me. All right, there you go.
Yeah, she's got some hair. I think...
Yeah.
See, hair is a lost art.
It is. It's sort of, I think it's got to make a little bit of a comeback.
It's got to.
I don't think women can actually grow them as big as they used to. I think genetically they've changed over the course of
all the wax.
80s and 90s. Yeah, I think that's it. And they're now genetically predisposed to more wispy hair than in the 70s, where I remember it was literally like you went into a barbershop, right?
A boner in one hand, a machete in the other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chopping your way through. You go to a barbershop, you sweep up the floor.
Sure.
Then you go to a pool hall, and you grab the pool rack.
Yes.
You fill it with the hair. And now you just look at it.
You spray that glue that they hold posters with on the side of the subway.
That's what. You take a picture of it, and now you take it down to Kinko's and double the size.
Right.
Yeah, that's... That is a lost art.
There was a bush in the movie Life of Brian that I will never forget. It scared me as a kid.
Oh, did it?
It's a giant bush. It makes no sense. It's like, it's not even like a 70s porn bush.
Really?
It's just there's no reason that a bush this big
should exist. No rhyme or reason to it? You ever see Demi Moore's bush picture?
I don't know if I have.
Oh, it is literally a classic. It's back in the days when she was on General Hospital and Blame It on Rio, a couple of movies like that.
So a young
Demi, and she could have donated it to Bruce Willis's head, and he would have had a full head of curly locks, because it is fucking unbelievable.
I have the only picture I remember seeing of Demi Moore was that pregnant one that was on like.
Oh yeah, that's like what everyone started doing. The famous, you know, block the tit with the arm this way, grab the bottom.
She made like G.I. Jane and striptease, and America's was like, we had enough.
Yeah, yeah, we're done with you.
Go now.
You know, you could be a nice girl and a whore in just in one season.
Oh wow!
All right. Oh, well, there's one picture from.
This is the Life of Brian.
Oh, that's the Life of Brian.
Wait, see, I remember it worse than.
Oh,
it was.
Oh wow! No, that you could tell. But dude, that goes hip to hip on her.
As a young man, I was scared.
Wow.
Their hair is always just nipple length.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
That's Demi?
That's Demi, and that's real.
Oh, my God.
This has been proven real.
What is this from?
Is she Keldean?
She did like a what they call a spread back in the day.
She sure did.
She did.
Was it Playboy?
And that is crazy.
I think it was a foreign magazine or something, like We or, you know, some French thing.
It looks like she's...
Is it a gardening magazine?
Yeah, is it?
Del Castro in a leg lock.
National Geographic.
It looks like you...
National Geographic.
It looks like you chewed up a pack of Hubba Bubba and threw it on the barbershop floor.
It really does. It looks... It looks like one of ZZ Top's mouth.
Right. Yeah.
Well, she's still gorgeous. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
I would love to.
But that dark mane of hair doesn't end.
I mean, it's not even like cared for in any way whatsoever.
It's so
looks like a gorilla's ass.
It does. It's just very, like it's presenting.
That red monkey ass, that fucking, says please.
Bunch of primate throw
shit
at. I need
gorilla cock. Yeah. There's, Oh, Jesus
Christ. This is the coat they made out of her pubes?
Yeah, she's combed it under her ass and back over her shoulders. This was an amazing shot.
This is not the Demi I know from Ghost. No. She was a nice girl.
She made pottery.
All right.
Oh, imagine
that. Imagine that if they were naked, all the hair getting caught in the clay.
Oh, that hair getting stuck on the fucking...
You just see the...
Spool, it just...
You see the pot, it's just a bunch of hairs kiln to it.
Why does your kiln smell like burnt hair? Ugh. That is terrible. There was the girl from the girl that gets out of the tub in The Shining, not the old lady.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The girl, she had a massive bush.
She
too.
Did, yeah.
And that was back. When did that movie come out? 80? 79, 80?
79 or 80, yeah.
That was around the time where people around my age were still like, "Wow, that's a big bush."
Did it go from bush to like landing strip? I don't remember. What was the interregnum? Yeah. Like, what was in between the two?
Hey, wait, it didn't look that bad. I think they...
But you remember it.
That's Photoshop.
I think it is, too.
I remember. Think they Photoshopped her pussy.
I remember it being more vivid.
Yeah, I think it was a... Oh, biggest bush ever. Holy shit, how am I forgetting this? 1984. The fucking girl, when they go to that house in 1984, dude, this girl's bush was unearthly.
I...
It really was.
Unearthly.
Sasquatch.
It just opens up and is abducting
me. Look at that thing.
I remember this now.
Oh, my God.
We side-by-side it with Demi and like...
Yeah, that is just...
Was this...
Oh, bushy.
It takes up so many pixels on that pixelated shot.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's so many DPI.
You think, though, maybe it had to do with like you couldn't show...
Vagina.
So they're like, look, you have to grow this fucking beaver pelt.
We're making this movie in 10 years. Yeah. You have to grow in a fucking.
You need to start now.
Start now.
Send
and,
you some turf builder.
We're gonna seed your pussy.
We're gonna chia up. It's chia cunt.
shit. That was a biggie.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, she like opens up. That's the scene where she comes toward him She opens up like her coat, and everyone just goes, "Are you out of your fucking mind? What is that thing? Oh my God!
You feed that thing.
That pussy is Orwellian, literally."
It's a scary.
I wonder if he is. Is it in the book? Is it in 1984 how hairy her bush was?
I don't remember that. It's just.
I don't either.
That would be a three-page description.
Right.
There was a giant, massive, scary.
Here it is. Look at this shit.
Striptease.
Yeah. Takes off her worker's 1984
Amazonian-esque
clothes.
Pubis.
Tits were also different.
What happened? What happened? They cut out the part with the pussy. See, if you get this on fucking deep discount, they'll show you that.
Much bush for YouTube.
They probably found out she was underage.
She looks like the girl from fucking Animal House.
Yeah, it does. I'm only 13.
I'm only 13. Mom, Dad, this is the boy that molested me. It's fucking great. All right. Enough with her cunt.
That was alarming.
Had it with her pussy. There was a lot, Yeah, a lot of pussy there.
A lot of pussy.
This podcaster, I don't know if this happened. Garrett seems to be the expert here on what is real and what is fake. He's been around. He knows shit. And there seems to be a podcast. This guy, Adam22, does a podcast. And it's brilliant because now he's getting all kinds of publicity. He said he was held at gunpoint during a live stream he was doing. He was doing his podcast. Held at gunpoint by some guy that came in the back door of this establishment. I guess they were doing a show in back of a store, in the back area, storeroom or whatever. And the door was open, and a guy walked in and just pulled a gun on this guy. And I don't know.
He finished his ad reads?
Yeah, you better do your fucking ads. So here is the clip.
He was lucky his ad was for shit pants.
Right now.
You want a door?
Yo.
Please don't do that.
Yeah. The engineer or something. He's like, hey, the equipment.
Bitch, how dare you? Don't you fucking pull up on us with no fucking
gun. Is the gun clicking? I'm gonna go fake as fuck.
Now, I would damn well make sure that camera was on.
I was fucking shot this fucking dude. Serious? Now it's everybody fucking need a decoy. Yo. We're gonna have to be. We're gonna have to come back soon. Holy shit.
Wait, where'd the guy with the gun go?
Right.
What the fuck?
And why is that?
Okay, that's him. They beat him up.
Yeah. Don't fucking ever, fucking bitch. Don't fucking do shit like that. You fucking little bitch.
No.
Fake.
Fakeity fake fake.
Also, the guy goes like this.
The only don't do that stuff, man.
Hey, how dare you?
No way.
The only caveat is they says the police were called and the guy got arrested.
Really?
Okay, so, now, if you file a false report, we all know Jesse Smollett.
But who knows if that's actually true? I don't know. I'd have to look.
I don't know. Is it on the internet? Then it's true.
There is.
Yeah, as long as somebody wrote it, it's real.
There is an update from the guy. I don't know what he said yet, but it's on TMZ.
Okay, let's watch what he says on TMZ.
What I don't get is the end game.
How does this happen? You're doing a podcast in the back of a BMX and clothing store on Melrose, and a guy comes in all the way to the back to rob you. It's a weird story.
Well, basically, like there's a rear entrance to get into the store, and I always have like I wouldn't call him my security, but basically like you know a friend of mine, a close friend of mine who's armed, and he hangs out by the door the whole time just in case anything ever were to happen. And this guy actually snuck in right after our Postmates order came in. It honestly, like, it felt as if the situation was more likely to be a joke than to be a real thing. So I kind of let out this like nervous laugh. And what you can't see in the video too is that my guy had his gun pointed at the guy's head. The guy didn't know yet, but my guy had already pulled out and was pointed at him. That's the thing that I'm really thankful about in the whole thing is just that this guy didn't get killed because it was really, really close.
Dude, that
would have
been awesome
happening.
For your
well,
podcast.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't blame people for questioning it because, I mean, we have filmed a few skits in the store before where I had Fatboy SSE, like, dump a big can of soda on my head one time and stuff. But
oh, that's
no,
that's
I mean,
just 100% like it.
Real.
Yeah, yeah. Just
I
mean, like someone's
joke,
head being blown off.
I mean, it
he
would
once
be a weird
popped
joke
a balloon from
the
a distance.
Got the crap beat out of him really bad. But it definitely was not a joke. I mean, that we joked around about the idea of filming some kind of skit where somebody comes in and robs me before, but then I turned that down because I was like, no, that's way too close to like something that could really happen. So
what is your podcast?
Yeah, where the fuck are you doing this that could happen?
Right. If there's not people trying to run in on this podcast, how is it happening on that one?
An Asian person trying to sell you a bolt of material. Yeah. That's pretty much all that'll happen to you.
Also, the back door of a bike shop on Melrose in Hollywood.
Melrose.
That's what you're choosing to rob, huh?
That's... I don't know. I don't think it's real. I think the guy would have been more beat up and then filming and going, yeah, bitch, like.
Don't do that, man.
But again, the police report.
People rarely are going to go at a gunman like how he did, though.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a gun, if the guy's guarding outside the door, why is the guy already coming all the way? Is he going
to
be like, hey,
with
man, you're not allowed
in
here right now? Like,
head.
At what point does he intervene? He's like, only when they put the gun to the head. That's when I step in.
Yeah, you'd think would be where you take the shot, by the way. What, are you going to wait until your buddy's head's blown off before you shoot the guy?
Yeah, would you really say, like, if a guy pulled a gun on me, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's a shame he didn't get killed. I'd be like, it's a shame he wasn't shot in the face.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have to maybe do something. Keith, could you shoot Bobo next time he comes in? Next time Bobo's here, just shoot him in the head.
Rob him.
It's a public service.
Hasn't he been robbed?
It's just the right time to do that. From what was it? What was it, Power? No, what was the show?
Oh, what are you talking about, too?
Where he faked like he got the hate crime on him.
That was the one he just...
Morton Downey?
No.
Downey was one, though. He did
no,
that
he's
one.
Talking about the Jesse Smollett one. But
right.
Empire.
That's Empire. Right, yeah. It's just ripe to do it right now.
That's been going on for a while because that guy, Morton Downey.
That was one, too. Yeah.
Morton Downey Jr. used to have the show where he would... It's so encapsulated the 80s. It was just... He was a fucking loudmouth piece of shit. And he would smoke cigarettes and yell at people, and the audience loved it. But it was so, like, you felt dirty watching.
Was that the Circle one where Dana Carvey would play him and be like, wrong? No, this was more like a Donahue or...
Yeah, but yeah. It was like Donahue if there was just zero respect for anything.
I remember that, yeah.
In the play. And then they'd have a step up to the loudmouth. The podium was called the loudmouth.
Yes.
He goes, you got something to say, step up to the loudmouth. And people would step up and be like, yeah, we got to keep these people out of our neighborhoods, USA, Yeah, and they'd smoke it. It was just so dirty.
Yeah.
The show was dirty. And when shit started leveling out, because that show peaked in a second, everyone watched it as a goof, like a sideshow.
Yeah.
And then it started going down, and he's like, all right, I need something to get the crowd going. So he came out of an airport bathroom, I think, with a swastika carved in his head or something, and he was all beat up. He's like, I was assaulted by Nazis in the bathroom. And the swastika was backwards because he did it in the mirror. And he finally had to come out and say that it was indeed
him
who did it.
If it's backwards, it's like the symbol of ever-loving peace.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Right, without it perched on an angle and the other way, it's a Buddhist symbol.
Yeah, it's a Buddhist symbol. Yeah.
For peace and love. Boy. Yes. I don't think that's going to catch on anytime soon.
Yeah.
That show, it was like the ECW of fucking talk shows, man.
Do we have any Morton Downey clips?
Well, and, I mean, who knew, though, that Springer was going to come along and rule the fucking waves for
Springer
25
did
years?
Something like that, but he brought a little bit of order to it, oddly enough. That sounds odd to say. But when you watch this, this was panda fucking monium.
Well, because Springer stayed the moral character. That's why he was able to do
that. That was it. He was the moral compass. Yeah. You would see, like, people fighting, and I would love when he would walk away and be like, oh, this so sad.
And at the end, he would do his speech of...
So take care of yourselves and each other.
Don't try a back alley abortion and beat up your girlfriend.
Right, right. And meanwhile, Morton Donner's like, you sick son of a bitches! Fuck you, you whore! Yeah, it was awesome. Where's some Morton Downey?
I'm looking, but it's all like him fighting Al Sharpton and
oh, really? Al used to go on the show.
Yeah, that's fine.
Al used to go on the show, and yeah, there's.
He was so great.
And don't you ever claim you do this in the name of God, because he is not a slut. You are.
Yeah, the audience loved it. He could have gotten them to kill people.
Oh, yeah.
He's always smoking?
Yeah, he was always smoking. He died of lung cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
Shocker.
You're doing pornography in the name of God? Did you make a vow to the Virgin Mary? Did you make a vow to the Virgin Mary?
They were so paid to be there.
Yeah. Imagine what his ciggy booze breath would smell like right in his face like that. Just all of his ciggies and his booze.
He's got a bucket for an ashtray.
Yeah.
His fucking nostrils looking like
his red sock.
Yeah.
His fucking dick popping.
Yeah. Look at my cock, you whore.
You know how much cocaine I did before I walked out here to seem angry?
Do they have anyone stepping up to the loudmouth? An audience member at the podium.
Oh, is the big...
Those were funny, too. They were just mentally fucking... Their IQs had to be in the lower single digits.
Oh, dude, any of those shows, though, when they find someone in the audience to talk, they find the dumbest looking person.
Oh, so bad. So fucking bad.
I don't think you should fuck your sister. That's what she thinks.
I'm an exhibitionist. Holy I am a belly dancer.
A belly dancer.
I love how they got all these New Yorkie people.
Filmed in like Secaucus, New Jersey. Number 48.
She came dressed as a belly dancer.
Who promises God will judge?
It's Kevin Meaney's first credit.
Yeah. Oh well. I used to watch it, and then he did this whole thing. Do you have him after he was attacked by the Nazis?
Oh, I would love that.
Because I remember seeing the clip. Like he was all disheveled, and for some reason a camera was there.
Can you imagine showing somebody your Buddha tattoo these days, and you're like, no, it means peace and love.
Yeah, peace. See this? It means welcome. Now that would be interesting.
Some kike fucks my mother?
Yeah.
Jewish, I could say that.
Not on my watch.
Jewish.
I'll cut your fucking Shylock nose off and shove it up your ass.
And he's like,
not
all
right,
my watch.
Gary. What's the guy's name?
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
It's very Jewish.
It's very Kenny.
Then he goes, just kidding. And he passes.
Yeah, here he is.
Oh my God.
They cut my hair off.
They cut me just enough to not leave a scar.
Right, and then they drew a backwards swastika on my face.
It looks like the first picture, the before picture for hair plugs.
I love his thick gold bracelet.
No one looks like. He's like, you know what?
Hair club for idiots.
They were going to, this is the marking line. They were going to put hair here and here.
Yeah. I want Nazi scalps. Yeah, no video. I remember there was like news footage, but
what an interesting group that would be to go. Yeah, they carved a swastika in my face and cut my hair real short.
Yeah,
I can see. Yes. Seems like one of those.
Why would they
do
that? I don't know.
They gave me a wedgie and stabbed me in the chest. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
It's just.
I gotta think after 1945. There aren't many Nazis doing anything. I think there's a lot of like fucked up people that call themselves Nazis and everything, and they're mentally ill. And but I don't think this, like, for him, this shit isn't going on.
You're gonna beat up the white guy who runs trash television?
Exactly.
Yeah. You should have put a fucking like Latin counts mark in your head, and maybe somebody would have believed you.
Yeah. Christ, I don't know how we got on Morton Downey.
Well,
Morton Downey. There's YouTube star with 21 million subs. That's a fucking moneymaker right there.
Dave Landau.
He is forced to deny he ever had sex with his cat.
Dave Landa.
Dave Landa. Now, what the fuck is this all about? Shane Dawson.
Oh, that's a cat fucker name.
Yeah.
Right?
He looks like a cat. He looks like he's fucking...
I didn't fuck my cat.
Nazis came in and made me fuck my cat. I swear. You never want to have to write this.
They carved whiskers on my cheeks and made me fuck my cat.
I didn't fuck...
You never want to have to type that first sentence.
And I think if you do, you
or
did.
Or the second one. Or the third one.
I hate his lack of grammar on the statement, though. It's like capitalizing properly. It's like if you're going to make a statement that definitively says you don't fuck your cat, at least like spell check on.
Isn't the phone at least capitalize the I? I mean, he's not even.
It is like a degenerate Dr. Seuss.
I did not fuck my cat.
I did not.
I did not come on my cat. I didn't put my dick anywhere near my cat.
I did not come on
I did
my
not
cat.
Do it. I did not. I did not. I did not do it in a cot.
I did not come in a hat.
I did
never
not,
done
did not
anything weird my with cat. My cats.
I did not fuck my cat with my meat bat.
I would not. Could not fuck my cat. I would not. Could not with a bat.
I could not fuck it where it sat.
I could not fuck my beloved cat.
I did not fuck it after a chat or on a wrestling mat.
I did not fuck that cat or any cat, thin or fat. I did not fuck.
Yeah, who is this?
Big or long, I did not fuck it when I was strong.
What does he do?
Orange or brown? I did not fuck it in the town. I could do an hour of this.
I would not fuck him on a plane. I would not fuck him on a train.
I did not fuck him on cocaine.
In a car? I did not fuck him in the back of a bar. I did not fuck him on ecstasy. I did not give my cat VD. It's a fucking...
I did not fuck him with a fox. I did not fuck him in the litter box.
Fucking a cat would be pretty difficult.
Yeah, why would you even want to?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, besides that.
You could rape a human being easier than you could rape a fucking cat.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
words of wisdom.
Yeah.
That's right. Remember to rape.
Words of wisdom. What does he do that he has this many followers besides not fuck his cat?
What did he do to have to acknowledge this?
Right.
He was one of the first YouTube stars. In 2008, he started making YouTube videos and got a following. And
what did he do? Like, what does he do? Just talk?
Comedy, actor.
Oh, I got to see
some.
Please. Can we please see some Shane Dawson from a few years ago, if you could find, like, some of his first few before he started cat fucking.
Obviously, he's in a movie where he fucks a mink.
Wow.
So I think back in the day, he used to try to be more shocking.
Uh-oh, and a shock jock?
On a podcast, he told a story about fucking his cat.
He's the Morton Downey of cat fuckers? Is
really
that what you're telling us?
Yeah.
Step up to the loudmouth and tell me your cat fuck stories. Fuck your cat. You're fucking sick.
See, but Morton Downey was trying to be the victim. He wasn't trying to,
You're fucking sick. Oh, God, I have the fake cigarette right here.
This guy's gorgeous.
It looks just like every fucking...
Oh, it's Avril Lavigne.
Well, that's all you need to do.
It's a Sunday night here, and, just hanging out. It's my day off.
Cat
now, he records this in a helium environment?
I decided to make a little video. But I'm not going to make it alone. I got a little friend here. Hey, Kermit, where you at? Hey, Shane. Hey, everyone out there in YouTube land. How you doing?
He does a good impression.
Hey.
I'll give him a little bit
of credit. Kermit, how you
That's
doing?
Worth a follower or two.
Well, not too good.
It's fair.
Who's following
me? Me and Miss Piggy have been having some problems.
Really?
Yeah, she's beginning to, change a little bit. What's going on? Well, I can tell you, but I decided to write a song about it.
Great editing.
Speaking of Downey Jr., is this Kevin Downey Jr.?
People think you're a dude by the way that you walk. Touching yourself, listening to Chick Rock. You don't like to shave your legs or even clean
I've lost all faith in everything.
Mm-hmm.
That this motherfucker has millions of followers on YouTube.
Has he monetized it?
Oh, I bet.
I think he would be sued for this.
You'd think.
Oh, yeah.
I guess. Parody.
Of course, Jim Henson's son made that
You're
Melissa
so
McCarthy
girl,
movie.
Right,
so.
I can't. You must turn this off immediately before I
I would rather watch him fuck a cat.
I want to watch the girl lick the toilet again.
I know.
I mean, I thought that was like,
both
that
of those.
That's worse than the toilet licking bitch.
Disturbing. Yeah. And that. What? So why did he say he didn't fuck his cat? Because of a show he did?
He has further tweets. We could just go through.
Oh, please.
Oh, great. Oh,
yeah. 8 billion fucking retweets. I've apologized many times for dumb shit I've said in the videos, podcasts over the years. I've learned my lesson over and over again, and I'm more confident now that my ability to be entertaining by just being myself and not being so shocking for laughs. Is this Greg Opie Hughes?
That story was
fake, and it was based on a dumb, awful sketch idea I had years ago that I never made, thank God. And when the opportunity came up for the funny moment in the podcast, I told it as if it was a real story, which was disgusting and very, very dumb. My goal with the podcast and with my videos years ago was to tell shocking stories that would make people laugh and scream, OMG, no you didn't, and think I was so crazy. It's embarrassing, and I fucking hate myself for it. Then kill yourself.
Yeah.
It's the only solution.
You just
so many things
OMG.
I'm proud of. Yeah, OMG. So many things I'm proud of, but all of my offensive jokes, over-the-top stories, and insensitive jokes are something that still haunt me and something I have to be, okay, here's what happened. Here's what happened. He saw PewDiePie, who has 8 billion gazillion followers, get some shit and be demonetized by certain people. He sees this demonetizing thing going on. He's making a mint.
You called it.
And this is a preemptive strike. This is a first strike, which the Whopper says you can't win anyway.
Right. First you can't.
Doesn't matter. The best game is to not play a winning strategy. I'm so sorry for what I said about my cat. I'm sorry for what I said about anything or anyone that was offensive. Now, you can't just give a blanket I'm sorry to anyone for anything I said. That's not
that's throwing your hands in the air.
That's just
throwing your hands in the air.
You can't do that.
No.
And I'm sorry for being someone who thought being super offensive and shocking all the time was funny. I'm sorry for my past, but I really make it right. And 7 out of question mark. Have a fucking format. Know where you're ending.
I hate this guy's grammar.
Gross. Spend my energy on things that actually mean something. This has been the best 2 years of my life, and it's been because. I've been able to not drop the act, be my. Oh.
I've been able to drop,
yeah, yeah,
the,
drop
act.
The act, be myself. And I'm sorry for not doing it sooner. Okay. Oh, bleh. God, I can't stand that. What? That's him now? How long has he been doing this? 30 years?
10, yeah.
10 years?
He's rough 10 years.
He's but a child.
He's still doing the pig, oh my God thing.
Because that's a biggie. That's probably his big hit. Well, okay. Good for him.
Oh, there's the cat.
God.
There's
oh,
the
does
cat
he
fucked.
Look like? Just looks like everything I despise.
He looks a bit like, what's that guy's name? Paris, not
Hilton?
Paris. Yeah, Perez. Perez, yeah.
Perez
yeah.
Hilton?
Hilton? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Perez Hilton made his hair gel.
Yeah, all over him.
Yeah. All right. There it is. Is that his significant... His sig other.
So he had problems with his dad and just recently reconciled, but came out as bi in 2015 and
courageous.
Has a body dysmorphic disorder.
Is bi boys and cats?
Why has he got a body dysmorphic? What? Does he think he's fat or skinny? Because he's fat.
I'm not sure.
So, tweet him that and see if he kills himself, Anthony.
like telling Eugenia Cooney she's fat. Oh, chick, you are fat. What is that? There's one of your little wrist fucking bones I can't see.
If you ever want to get rid of your anorexic girlfriend, just tell her. You really put on weight.
Oh, fuck. Hey, Chubbs.
You going to eat again?
That's
your third glass of water today.
is that two
fish
crackers?
Where's it go? I'm just saying.
Get the posthole digger to
I could have wanted to fuck later tonight, but you're going to have another glass of water. I don't know, princess.
A 4'3" fucking 5'2" post hole. Drop her in like one of those pneumatic tubes at the bank.
You're fatter than my dick straw. I can't even do this anymore.
How is Eugenia? Any updates? I know she went to finally get some professional help. Her last video was really bad. Just a bag of bones. Jesus.
She out?
While they're getting that, real quick. from him posting that, and then now mainstream media is paying attention to something that nobody would have cared about.
No one cared. Right.
It's starting the whole descent in this YouTube and Instagram influencer community.
To apologize for things?
No, they all turn real quick. It's like podcasting. They all show up on everybody else's videos to cross-promote and get all these followers. But the second somebody gets any kind of heat, they're now doing their own videos. Like, I had nothing to do with that. I didn't know about this guy.
So
they all turn on each other so fast.
Because there's a guilt by association thing?
Well, and a domino theory that it'll all tie into each other and collapse.
Let's make a blood pact in this room right now.
Same thing with Lori Loughlin's daughter. She was one of those influencers when all this thing happened.
But she's hot as fuck.
Yeah, that is true. But not a lot of them are.
She should definitely stay in the school she was bought into. I have
why not?
With that,
she's leaving. She's out. She got kicked out. Yeah,
they kicked her out. Like, honestly, though, what did she fucking do?
And if she was passing her classes in school,
gives a shit.
If she's doing well, then you got to kind of bite the bullet and say she stays because she's. Yeah. You know.
On Friday, there was a statement that her and her sister were going to drop out because they were afraid of potential bullying that was going to happen because of all of this.
On a college campus, what is it, Revenge of the Nerds? That's something that fucking happens.
Right. We've got Bush! Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
They're pretty girls, those fucking...
Their mom is fucking...
Eugenia,
their mom's fucking amazing.
Eugenia hasn't uploaded a video since the last one we saw.
Her
in the Kingdom Hearts outfit.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, this is Eugenia Cooney. She's been on
Holy shit, dude.
That is the worst. Oh, my God.
Dude.
My favorite series in the world. So.
God, I just pre-came.
I thought it would be super cool to do a Kyrie cosplay.
You are so twisted. When your teeth are wider than your arms.
Yeah.
I recently got a cosplay of her. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to.
Do you know how heavy that wig is to her?
So this is actually a Kingdom
She looks
Hearts
like a Jap animation character.
Yeah.
I knew it would have been.
She looks like a Q-tip that was used in a bloody nose. That's what
Kingdom
she fucking looks like.
Dude,
that's sad,
so
man.
It is sad.
Really it is sad.
She's been doing these for years.
What is she talking about?
And her first video she made, people were like, oh my God, you have to get help. You're anorexic. And she's like, no, no, no. She does like fashion. She goes, look what I'm wearing. And now this is the worst she's ever been. She actually looks healthy in the first videos where people were like, oh my God, you need help so bad.
Yeah, now it's just like...
Dude.
Oh, my God.
How is she standing?
Oh.
No idea.
Like, I swear to God, like, not even to be funny, she looks like Auschwitz Vic. Like,
yeah, that is definitely... Yeah. Actually, it's worse than some of the concentration camp survivors that you saw right when the camps were liberated.
She's not on the list.
No, she would not have been on the list.
What is she even wearing? Like, I wonder...
Oh God, Schindler's crying. I could have gotten her out. One more, a watch, something.
Dude.
She's wearing a watch as a belt. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
She's like in her mid-20s.
Yeah, she is a lot. She's older than she even looks.
Yeah. Play one of her videos from, like, the first few that she did, and you'll see, like, the difference.
It's
That's
shocking.
Beyond the point of no return emotionally also. It's like, even if you got healthy, it's like, at your healthiest, you're still just going to be, like, beyond repair.
I think she's done her organs irreparable damage. You know what that does to kidneys and shit?
Even your brain. Think about it. You're putting no nourishment into your body.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time that I did
Now
that's...
Look at her fat fucking face.
So that would be really cool to do for
myself. Pig.
So
yeah.
I'm going to get started. My
we'll see
first
her arms, though.
See if she there's anywhere she's
fucking way too thin.
Because even then, people were like... Because she is. She's anorexic there. You can see her arms. Are like really skinny and everything, and her legs, but nothing compared to what that last video was.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, right now God, she's in a rehab, so eating a spoonful of mashed potatoes and bawling her eyes out.
Oh my God. Oh
yeah,
God.
She's still raped way too.
Oh.
You know the thing is, she would be a really, really pretty chick.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, she's a pretty girl.
You could tell. Yeah, she probably would be really pretty. Look at these fucking pythons.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
When I wrap these 23-centimeter biceps around you.
These garter snakes.
When I take one bite of a burrito, I throw up for days.
That's a nice hair.
Even
or how does it grow though without nourishment?
I know, right?
Zero nourishment.
That's why I think it's wigs.
I don't know. I think it's real. I saw her do like a hair thing once.
Is she?
Yeah, I've watched a couple of her videos.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, it's the best jack you'll ever have.
Oh, for sure. All 17
pound
pounds.
Pound. Yeah, yeah. What is this? Oh, my God.
Dude.
Like, she's fat there. Compare that to her new one, and she's actually, like...
Pigtails look pretty good on a pig.
Ah!
Oh, my God. This is so sad.
How many...
Oh, my God.
How many views are there on this thing? I want to see the comments of people just being...
Oh, the comments are brutal.
Help.
They're all get help. What are you doing? You're killing yourself.
This is my therapist's phone number.
Yeah, they're all well-decorated doctors.
She models Barbie clothes.
She does, yeah.
Puts them on, and look at her ribs. Oh my God.
You could play the xylophone on those.
And then there's other girls that comment and go, oh, my God, I wish I could look like you.
That's got to be dudes like faking that shit, though.
No, I think it's like, I'm 13 and your body is amazing.
I think that's why she got so much attention was because she was influencing a lot of girls.
How crazy is it, like, girls now will take, I read that article, they'll take... their Snapchat filter pictures into plastic surgeons' offices.
Oh, and go, yeah. I want this.
That's got to be so confusing for the doctor. He's like, you know what? I don't have the equipment to make you look like a cat that spits a rainbow out when it opens its mouth. Did I go to the wrong medical school?
Or plant a unicorn horn in the middle of your head.
Yeah. Now, I understand. You want these birds constantly flying around when you blink?
How hard it's going to be to
explain it to me. Explain it to me.
Giant magical chipmunk eyes?
And
I can't
whiskers.
Do it.
Yeah. We can, and then the scientific part. Like, I want big, like, dollars. Okay, we're going to cut the tissues around your eye, your optic. Now, there's a problem. The eye will fall out of the socket. So we're going to have, but it's cute.
We're going to graft the lizard skin out of your big toe. Yeah. Okay? This is not even going to hurt.
We're going to...
it's so... People are
take
so...
Take your ass skin to make big, wacky cheeks.
I feel so healthy right now.
The internet fucked everyone up. It just fucking... Everyone lost their mind.
Do you know who likes girls' Snapchat pictures, by the way? Just girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Every guy is annoyed by that.
So annoying.
I can't stand it.
I started going going on fucking dating sites again, and it's like when, like, you know, dating apps again. It's like,
Grindr?
No, anytime. Yeah. Anytime a chick's got, like, her filters, it's like, what? Like, I'm going to meet you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know I'm going to meet you.
Yeah. Right. At some point, the jig's up. You're going to have to show up.
You're not the bunny I wanted to fuck. What happened? Dolores.
Where are your whiskers?
Can you imagine, too, somebody coming out of one of those offices with just bunny ears and giant teeth? It's like,
I think it looks natural.
Do you like how you look?
Yeah, you like that? I did exactly what you wanted me. Now go, freak. Walk home, freak.
Please change me back. I can't. I put major arteries through your stupid bunny teeth. So if anybody touches them.
You're stuck like that for the rest of your life. You proud?
Can I hear out of these? No, you'll never hear again.
By the way, it's only going to get worse with age. You're going to be an old bunny rabbit at some point.
Yeah, wait till your big fucking ears start flopping and sagging. It's stupid.
Oh,
stupid,
it's
saggy
cruel.
Snapchat bitch.
How cruel. My God.
It is amazing, though. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man. There was a whole article about that shit.
James Gunn is back on Guardians of the Galaxy 3 as director and writer, I would gather.
So they wanted a hit?
Yeah. It's all bullshit, people. It's all bullshit. No one gives a shit.
They realized he
Bryan Singer, you know, he made the best Oscar, the best movie Oscar winner picture this year.
Yes.
That's him. He made it. And because he fucks boys.
Yeah, what? I can't enjoy
come out
a movie?
On the stage. People still want him to make their movies because he makes good movies.
Yeah.
James Gunn is the guy that makes the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Well, and James Gunn, the only thing he's guilty of is not being able to write a fucking joke on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
All he wrote was just stupid.
Maybe it was my ex-girlfriend's jokes. Maybe she was doing it. That's what he's also guilty of, is fucking my girlfriend after me.
Oh, really? James Gunn?
Yeah, James Gunn.
Oh,
got
I knew that, yeah.
My sloppy seconds.
Hey, like that, James.
Nice.
Isn't a steam builder, though.
How my dick taste.
Yeah. That's got to feel
isn't
good.
Isn't that always a good one? How my dick taste, yo. It's like, God, I hope she showered since then. I'm sure she did.
You come on her back and go, I'm Groot.
Ah, oh, Groot. She's married now. I should be nice.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought it was the one we could make fun of.
I heard some other guy that does writing or something.
Oh, really?
TV series. She knows how to get around. She knows how to work her way up the ladder. But did she really go wrong? Possible, Anthony Cumia.
Do you go up from James Gunn?
No, it's definitely at the very least, a slightly downward lateral move.
Yeah,
it's a downstep. Once you're getting that James,
she got James Gunn,
but he dumped her like right before Guardians came out.
Oh, really?
She used to tweet and Instagram about like, oh, he's writing the movie, and here's the inspiration. His dog was the inspiration for the fucking raccoon Rocket.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'd write about that, and then it's like, oh yeah, he gave me a ticket back to L.A. and told me.
looks like opening night it made 120 million, and for some reason my key won't work in the door.
Exactly. That is a scummy move, man.
Oh, that is so shitty.
That's coming from me. She's the one that threw the phone at my head in the shower because she saw another fucking girl's name pop up. I'm like, oh, we're going to have a great night out. I'm at the fucking hotel and scrubbing up, and I just hear something. I don't know what it is. I'm like, what? And the door opens, and my phone comes winging into the shower at my head.
Oh,
motherfucker! Oh, you don't have to calculate too many things to know what just happened.
Yes.
You really don't have to. Why would she throw my phone at my head and call me a motherfucker? What do all these things have in common?
Let's deduce.
What could possibly pop up on this that would make her throw it at my head?
Did you not have the coat on then?
I didn't have anything. I'm terrible.
Okay.
I had like, here was my coat.
My best friend.
And then it would go,
your code was her birthday.
There it is.
My best friend had all the cameras for his restaurant on an iPad.
Oh shit!
Without a lock on it, and he was running late from work one day because he was getting his dick sucked by a waitress on the tables. And she was like, "I wonder what he's up to."
Tomorrow's fucking dinner.
Yes, and she looked right at it, and it was just her boyfriend getting on a. Yep,
that's rough.
She left.
We got to see it. That's rough. But she threw it at my head. And then we stayed together anyway. And she went out to California, fucked her ex-boyfriend. I was fucking around. I didn't really care.
Yeah.
It was at that point where
it was like, a healthy.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Whatevs. I don't know. I'm so tired of it now.
I get it.
The whole fucking thing.
Dating is rough. I'm glad I don't have to. Yeah.
I just want to play video games. It's my whole fucking life. Sit me down in front of Battlefield 1, Battlefield 5, Black Ops 4. I'm a happy motherfucker. All weekend. This is me. All weekend. Fuck! Shit, fuck! It's me the whole weekend. Oh, I love it. That, what's pretty scary, though, that shooting. The mosque. I saw some of the video. It's fucking horrific.
Oh, I even said everything at link I got, somebody pulled down.
Yeah, it's been pulled down. I had to do a little work to find it.
Yeah.
But it is horrifying how much that looks. Don't, if you can find it, don't even play it.
Really?
Don't fucking play it. It looks exactly like a video game. Like, exact.
Seriously?
The same angle, everything. And you're looking, and he's got a strobing flashlight on the front, but it's light enough in the room where it's not a strobe view of everything, but you could tell. And he's just going, one guy comes charging at him, looking to do something. He just goes, drops him. And then he's just shooting into piles of people that are laying against the wall. And
that's horrifying.
It is so bad. But
then he drives and starts shooting through his windshield at people.
Seriously?
Shooting out his wind. He would drive and stop at a cross street and just shoot a guy walking down the sidewalk and keep driving.
Were all the victims Muslim or was anybody decent killed?
Oh, my God. <Just kidding. laughs> I would dump out of that if we had a dump button. Wow.
Guys, come on. We got to make light of it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know outside. It looked like he was still targeting Muslims outside.
Yeah, because
he shot a woman, and she was like...
Yeah, he was in a neighborhood.
Yeah, because wasn't the whole thing was it was supposed to be, like, meant to be viral? Like that.
Yeah,
was
it looked like a lot of his manifesto. He had, like, a 79-page manifesto.
They all have
manifesto. Burn the thing, and then burn him on his dumb manifesto. That's so what you do with people like that.
That apology is going to be a lot more in depth than the catfucker guy, huh?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think he's got a lot more to say.
I mean, you better fix that punctuation. I'm not dealing with no lowercase eyes in your I apologize.
You dumb cat.
Did this guy live, though?
Yes.
Oh, he did live. That's what I haven't been able to.
He wants to live.
He wants to live?
Because he then. So then he wants to drain the money to go to trial and stuff.
Oh, right.
He's already fired his lawyer, and he's going to represent himself so he could say whatever he wants.
The Ted Bundy defense.
He should set the lawyer on fire just for being like, yes, I'm going to let you in my office.
How the guy doesn't get shot by the cops, and then because it's not like he did something really bad. They're not going to question.
I'm shocked.
I don't know. We pulled up. Said, stop right there.
I thought we could handle it right here in Brainerd.
Brainerd. I saw what I thought to be a gun, so I pulled out mine. I started shooting at him, and he died.
Great accent.
All right. Case fucking closed. That's all you fucking need. Enough. Why do we put them on trial? Why do we sit there and try? And then what's the use of it? We've locked them away for blah, 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 blah. That just becomes your new life. Prison, because people think it's like, oh, wow, well, this life in prison will never get out. Well, now you have a new life in prison. You meet people, you talk, you eat, you sleep, you dream, you do things. That just becomes, it's a life you can't imagine because you're out here free. But once you're in it, you're just in it.
You think you're adjust. You adapt.
Yeah, people are very fucking malleable. They adapt, and that just becomes where they live, what they do, and now they live out the rest of it. Why should he be able to live out the rest of his fucking life? He shouldn't. They should have waxed him immediately. Just fucking. He turned. I saw something.
Yeah, but you know what? But nothing's worse than solitary. Because that's, you just
maybe
slowly
you drive
go,
your
you just
but
go
if you're
crazy.
That batshit nuts to do that, maybe he wants some alone time.
Yeah.
You know? And in a prison,
he definitely was
might
not
be predominantly Muslim.
I'm sure.
Maybe that's the only saving grace. Put him in Gen Pop.
Yeah, put him in Gen Pop with other Muslims.
Put him in Gen Pop.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably not a people person.
Had a BC from fucking Oz come up and take care of him.
Dude, they should just... Yeah, that's kind of what it is, though. I mean, unless you're in a prison where they're really watching, the guy...
What is this, him driving?
Oh,
this is
wanna...
him getting arrested. No, this is like...
Oh, okay.
Some guy was just driving...
kill people.
No, it's not...
Police car? Right underneath his car. Like him, I say. Look at all faggy little cars.
This is what the guy's pretty much doing because he doesn't know what this is. So he's driving by like, oh, that guy's fucked. He's getting really screwed.
I bet he was speeding.
Yeah. I wonder what this guy is.
I wonder what he's done. Yeah, in New Zealand. What the fuck? He fucked a sheep? Nah, that's a lie.
You don't get to watch any
that's
of the Hobbit
illegal. Fucking sheep's up. Pissed.
That's not a sheep. Yeah. That's a sheep.
That's a sheep.
Look at a sheep I'm fucking.
You put their back legs right in your boots. You push them against the edge of a cliff.
How many people did he kill?
They push back on you.
50.
Did he really? That's so fucked up.
49 that day and one died.
Just like that asshole in fucking Vegas. And at least he got the common sense to off himself.
And what is the ratio there, the exchange rate to Muslims to decent people? Is
oh, my
every
God.
Three
I
is
can't
one?
Believe you.
I think once you double down,
oh, my God.
So, I mean, it's like he's going to be on trial for killing like 22.
Mondays.
They actually
guys, we know we're kidding.
Guys, Lando's going to be at Bananas. One show Friday, two shows Saturday.
I'm kidding. This is how we make light of horrible things.
Stay tuned for the stunning return of Artie Lang tomorrow.
Stay tuned to Dave getting shot the second he walks out of the studio.
Exactly.
By a man in sandals.
Technically, he was only charged with one murder.
Are you serious?
Right now.
They always do that just to hold on. Uh-huh. You know.
Yeah. Why'd you just shoot him in the head?
He was throwing a bunch of lid around. He littered.
He was
in brace.
They give him a fucking one murder and 49 counts of littering.
Your gun shells are all over the floor.
Leaderin. Is it, I also want to say to all the blind people out there, happy, what is it, 10G? Is that what it's called? Happy Tenji anniversary.
What's that?
This is in Japan. This guy invented something called the Ginsu knife. But that has nothing to do with this story. In 1967, a guy decided blind people tend to topple off of subway platforms. Just figure this out. They don't know where the subway platform ends and the thousands of volts and amazingly fast speeding trains end. So those yellow mats that are in front of all the subway platforms and the platforms at the train and everything that have the bumps on them, I thought those things were just,
rip.
Those, I thought they were just for traction. Like, I thought so you wouldn't slip. But they actually, the lines and the dots help blind people tell them where an edge of a curb or the platform is. And the lines let them know which direction the sidewalk is.
So it's walking braille?
It's walking braille.
Wow.
And until today, I didn't know that. And actually, I was talking to fucking Brian from Kevin Brennan's show. And I said, happy Tenji Day. And he goes, what the fuck is that? So even a blind motherfucker had no clue what it is.
Wow.
Yeah, I caught him coming out of the elevator, and he got off on the wrong floor previously.
Did you just be quiet and follow him?
He came out, and he just rubbed the actual number on the side, the braille.
Not the little braille thing.
No. He says he can't read braille. He never learned.
So he just rubs the number, shape of the number.
What a fake blindie.
Yeah,
he's only been blind for a few years.
He's the fakest. He's the fakest blind guy.
That's like me as a fake Jew when I wrote my Haftorah down phonetically.
Right, right.
You know, I didn't really fucking go to Hebrew school. We just wanted the money from the party.
It's got to be written in that wacky symbols.
Yeah.
Wacky. My goodness. Justin, thanks so much.
Dude, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. So fun.
A lot of fun. I am Justin Silver. That would be the Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
And the dates on Thursday, March 21st, you can see Justin at New York Comedy Club right here in New York City, newyorkcomedyclub.com. And Friday, March 22nd, Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor, New York. That Bat Street .org. And then is it Bay Street? It says
Bay
Bat
Street.
I knew it said Bat. There's a typo in every plug sheet. I knew that couldn't be Bat Street. Bat Street. Saturday, March 23rd, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in beautiful Point Pleasant, New Jersey. UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for tickets. The podcast No Disrespect with Mike Vecchione. I love Mike. He's a great guy, man.
Fun one. We gotta have you on that, man.
Yeah,
so much fun.
Definitely want to come on.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. That's available on iTunes. Again, Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I had a blast with you guys.
Thank you.
And Dave Landau, which part of Montana?
Yes.
Will you be?
I will be in a.
In yeah.
I'm trying not to go for a trifecta with these jokes. Because I've already dug such a hole.
Suburb of Little Somalia, they call it up there.
Little Somalia. I'm going to be there playing a video game that I'm creating in my mind.
I'll be getting stoned to death in the Mall of America.
I am kidding. We have to make light out of a terrible situation. And I do feel bad for all the people. And shoot the fucking guy.
Yeah. Tragedy. Sometimes comedy comes out of tragedy. My father used to beat me with a whiskey bottle.
Talk about our pain to make you feel better about your pain.
Right.
That's the theory.
Now I'm just fat and stupid.
That was painful watching. Never mind. It was painful watching a gun jam. All right. So March 23rd. I don't know what's wrong with me right now. March, but again, I am sorry to those people.
Oh, please.
Sincerely. March 23rd, Canton Brew Works, Canton, Michigan. March 28th through 30th, Stir Crazy Comedy Club, Glendale, Arizona. Basically Phoenix, but in a less ethnic neighborhood.
It's where the mob sends the witness protection program.
Basically where Sammy the Bull decides.
Got macaroni and egg noodles and ketchup.
And ketchup. Yeah. And be a schnook.
Yeah, where Sammy the Bull's family sold ecstasy is where I'll be at. Family Tavern, Caledonia, Michigan, April 5th and April 6th, Black Tavern, Michigan, South Haven. That's it. DaveLandau.com.
Go see Dave. And tonight, Crime Report with Pat Dixon is on at 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific. And then 11 p.m., Michael Malice, Nightshade. And that's 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific time. We will be back here mañana. In that wacky foreign language I just said tomorrow. Mañana. Until then, have a great evening. Monday afternoon.